KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, Aero Fasteners, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects. If you've got a job you'd like to do, give us a call and we will help. Lots of ways to reach out to us, including our brand new app, a faster way to ask your questions. You can also get to the top of the queue when you download it, because the new Money Pit Vox Pop app allows you to record and send your questions in just seconds. You can grab that at moneypit.com/ask, moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, if you'd like to step up the look of your home's exterior, a good lighting design can definitely help. So we're going to share some tips on what you need to know to get that project done.
And the spaces under your deck, they can be dirty, dark, they're totally like a wasteland. But if your deck is a second story, there are lots of ways that you can add an underdeck ceiling that's going to drain the rainwater passing through and really clean up the look below. We're going to explain in just a bit.
And if you live in an old house, finding out when your house was built and who lived there and what changes happened over the years can definitely be a fun and fascinating journey. So we're going to share some tips on how you can do just that.
And spring is almost here, which is super exciting. I'm so excited for the warmer weather and the chance to hang out outside again and really just relax. So give us a call. Let us know what you are working on to get those outdoor spaces in tip-top shape, to get your homes ready for the warmer weather. Whatever you're doing, we can help. And we're giving away a set of great tools from Arrow today to one listener who connects with us to ask a question. We've got America's best-selling staple gun, the T50, and its sidekick, the T50X, to give away. And those are prizes worth $65.
And if you want to get your questions answered first, just go to moneypit.com/ask and download the Money Pit app. Or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Dreama in West Virginia is on the line and could be dealing with a structural issue. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Yes, I purchased a house about 13 years ago, and the house is approximately 30 years old. And all of a sudden, last year, load-bearing center wall, I started getting a crack. And now within a year, that crack has gapped approximately a half an inch wide. And it's also, I noticed another room has a crack now. So I had a local handyman look at it, and he suggested that I put in three piers, columns, to support the center wall. And I guess my question is, I haven't had an official large construction company look at it yet. I'm getting ready to do that. But I wanted to educate myself a little bit more what would you all suggest?
How long have you been in this house?
13 years.
And this is new.
Just started about a year ago.
So here's the thing. If you call a contractor, you're going to get a contractor solution, which is to hire them to do something. What I would suggest you do first is to get an independent expert opinion, not necessarily an opinion from a contractor. So your options on that are two. One is low cost. One, I would say, is moderate cost. The low cost option would be to find a local professional home inspector. You can go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That's at ASHI.org, ASHI.org. And okay, you can put in your zip code. They'll shoot back a list of certified professional home inspectors in your area. You can call for that list, find somebody that's experienced, and have them look at it, because they're just there to find out what's going on and what caused it and what's going to take to fix it. The second way to go, which is the moderate cost, is to actually hire a structural engineer. Now, why may you want to do that, Dreema? Well, you might want to do that if this is a fairly obvious problem. You want to certainly preserve the value of your house. And if you have a structural right. engineer look at it and write a report as to what's going on and what it's going to take to fix it, and then you actually give that report to a contractor and say, this is what I want you to do, and then you have the engineer sort of recertify that it was done correctly. It's kind of having like having a pedigree that the repair is done correctly and it can kind of sell with your house, so to speak. Problem with contractors is that they're not structural engineers. They're just handy guys, and they think that they have the expertise to fix stuff like this, and they just don't. They don't have the schooling. They don't have the education. They don't have the training. And so, you know, that's not necessarily the best way to go about dealing with a situation like this. I am a little concerned that it happened over this past year, because it sounds like it's active, and we want to get to the bottom of why it's active and why it's showing up all of a sudden.
Well, someone had mentioned that it's a possibility. We've had a lot of several dry summers, and because that could cause a settling in the foundation. Is that possible? I've never heard of that before.
No. I mean, there are some expansive soils that behave differently when they dry out a lot. But listen, there's going to be a lot of opinions. Every neighbor you ask is going to have a different one. What we're trying to do is move you towards an expert opinion so you really know what you're dealing with. So, as I said, contact a professional home inspector or a structural engineer. Get the assessment. It's well worth it. You know, our home is a big investment. We want to make sure it's protected, okay?
I hadn't thought of a home inspector. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dreema. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Robert in North Carolina is on the line and is dealing with a dryer that, guess what, just is not drying. That's the worst. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I've got a dryer. It's about 5 or 6 years old. And here lately, for about the past 6 or 8 months, it's taken sometimes 3 cycles to dry, like a medium to large size load of clothes.
Oh, that makes no sense.
Yeah, and the heating element was placed maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. We just don't know what's going on with it.
Do you get good airflow when the dryer runs where it's pushing warm air out the exhaust duct?
Yeah, I went up to the roof one time when it was running, and it was coming out of there fairly decent, and the air was warm.
You know, you just may have uncovered one problem. When you take a dryer vent and you push it up against gravity, and so it's driving all the way up to the roof from, I presume, the second floor, you know, dryers are not really designed to do that. And I know that a lot of times folks install them that way, but trying to force that hot air to go up all of that distance to the roof can sometimes be problematic. Look, if your dryer's not heating properly, there's only a few things that could be causing that. One is the heating element. So let's presume that this is working correctly, although it certainly sounds like it's not. There could be multiple heating elements, and one could be burned out. This is the reason you feel some warm air. The next thing is the duct work. And you want to make sure that that's clean, not only the external ductwork, but even internally. Sometimes if you get something stuck in the internal ductwork in the dryer, that can block some of the airflow itself.
Okay.
And the other thing that can happen is sometimes it can overheat and then cycle. So if it's overheating, what will happen is it will get really hot, and then it will overheat, and the heating element will go off. And then it will cool down, and then it will come on again. It will get really hot, and it will go off. And that kind of cycling of a thermostat can be a problem as well. I mean, at this point, it sounds to me like you've done almost everything that you can do on your own. You might want to either replace it or get it serviced. How old is the dryer?
Probably no more than 6 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, 6 to 8 years is not a terribly short period of time for a dryer. So you might want to think about replacing it or getting a pro to fix it, because I think it's probably one of those three things that's causing the issue.
Yeah. And another thing, it's got about between 20 and 25 feet of it has the corrugated duct. We were thinking about changing that to the smooth stovepipe kind of duct. Would that help also?
Where's this 20, 25 feet? You mean from the discharge port all the way up to the attic where it discharges?
Yes.
And that's a long way, and certainly a solid metal duct is going to be better. Can you go up into the attic and then go sort of across the attic floor and down towards a soffit and install a vent right there?
It's possible. It's just a single-story house, so I'm sure I could do that. But the laundry room is in the middle of the house.
I got to tell you, even if you had the venting perfectly, running this thing for three loads to dry, one load of clothes, sounds like it's something else and not necessarily totally venting.
Okay, yeah, we were thinking about, just don't think it's worth it to call somebody out there to fix it. We found a fairly decent dryer. Yep. We know somebody that runs a child care center and uses the one we're thinking about getting, and they run it 5-6 times a day, and they've had theirs for 3 years.
I think that makes sense. I mean, unfortunately, these products today are almost disposable because the cost of repair is so high. I will give you one other suggestion. There's a website called repairclinic.com. That's pretty good at helping you identify problems with appliances and then selling you the parts you need to fix it. So you may want to take a look at that. They have a little tool there where you can put in your model number, and it'll walk you through the scenarios. And who knows, it might be a common problem with that particular model. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. If you'd like to step up the look of your home's exterior, a good lighting design can help. We've got tips in today's pro project presented by Angie.
When it comes to home projects, we know you guys want to nail it every time, and Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. We'll be back with answers to more of your questions after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathroom. If you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest from start to finish or connect you to a top pro who can. So start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck. So you ordered the essentials, a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
The Money Pit is presented by SunTouch Floor Warming. Ditch your slippers this winter and step onto warm, cozy floors all year round with SunTouch Floor Warming. Easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and the Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
Hey, if you guys got a project you'd like to tackle, we've got some tools to give away that could help. From Arrow Fastener, we've got the T50 Heavy Duty Staple Gun and the T50X TacMate Staple Gun.
That's right. Now, the T50 is America's best-selling staple gun. Now, both are very well-built. They're durable tools. They will stand up to dozens and dozens and years of DIY projects and pro projects, too. Now, it's a set of Arrow T50s along with a supply of staples. It's worth about $65, and it's going out to one listener who's drawn at random.
If you'd like a shot to win it, you've got to reach out to us with your questions. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask by downloading the Money Pit app.
Betty in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We live in a ranch-style home, and we have several bedrooms and bathrooms where the door frames, up above the door frames on just one side, are cracking. And we have repeatedly have contract workers out here to repair them, and it is not held.
Feel like it's Groundhog Day, you're fixing the same thing over and over again? Yeah, it's pretty common. Around the door frame and around windows, those are the weakest portions of the wall. So if you have some movement from a normal expansion and contraction, that's where it's going to show. Typically what happens is you'll have a painter or a handyman come out and they'll spackle the crack and paint it, and it seems to go away for a while. But of course, as soon as the wall moves again, it shows up. What you really have to do here is sand down the area around the crack. And then you have to cover it with a perforated spackle tape. And that usually looks like netting, and it's a little sticky. You put it across the crack, and then you spackle over the tape. And that does a permanent repair because it actually sort of melds one side of the wall with the other. And it should not separate again the next time the wall moves.
Okay, well, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Joe in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a single-story house that's got hot water. I got a boiler with hot water heat baseboard. And about 8 years ago, I had central air conditioning installed.
Okay.
And they did all that. They run all the trunk lines up in the attic, put all my registers in the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem happens during wintertime, I'm getting condensation on. You know, I'll go around and shut them registers off, but it's not 100% shut off on them registers, of course. And I'm getting condensation that's forming up in my trunk line, and I'm getting condensation dripping out of my registers, which I'm starting to get some water stains on my ceiling around my registers from this.
All right, so you have an energy problem. The problem is that those registers are so cold that when the warm, moist air from the house strikes them, it condenses. And so you need additional insulation in the space above that. You may need to insulate in or around those ducts. You may need to wrap those ducts with additional insulation. You need to keep those ducts warmer. And frankly, the bigger problem is one that you can't see. If it's that cold at your ceiling, you're probably losing a lot of heat through that ceiling. So I would get up in that attic space and take a look. You know, in your part of the country, having 15 or 20 inches of insulation is not unheard of, and it is certainly a good idea.
Well, basically, I know when they put it in there, they laid them trunk lines right on top. I got like 20 inches of blown fiberglass, and they laid them trunk lines. I need to peel that fiberglass back, bury them trunk lines, and insulate all around that real good.
I think that would make a lot of sense.
Sounds good, then.
All right, Joe, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you'd like to step up the look of your home's exterior, a good lighting design can help. Now, lighting not only adds safety and security, but style if you do it well. We've got some ideas in today's Pro Project presented by Angie. Now, here's what you're going to need to consider. So, budget. How much do you want to spend? Because exterior lighting, that cost can range from a little to quite a lot. And adding a lightscape to a home where you plan to be for only a few years will merit a different level of exterior lighting investment than a longer-term home that you're staying in. But even for bigger lighting plans, this is one improvement that you can easily spread out over a number of years, doing one type of project or one side of the house or one area at a time, for sure.
I can't begin to tell you guys how many bad lighting systems I've seen that probably started out looking great, and within a year, they're looking like hell. Half the lights are broken, they're missing, and it's because of the quality of the fixture. It really makes sense to invest in good quality fixtures and components so that it lasts a long time. Low voltage is definitely the way to go, but you'd need to work with good materials like copper and brass. There are a lot of cheap landscape lights out there, and many rarely last more than a season or two, so you're always better off buying good quality fixtures and breaking your project up into smaller chunks to spread out the costs.
Now, you also want to think about creating mood and a focus area of your exterior spaces. And there's a range of outdoor lighting fixtures that make it possible to illuminate the home's exterior, as well as any Hollywood lighting designer out there could focus. I mean, that really is the key. You want to pick things and you want to focus on them and you want to make it look beautifully designed. So for a front and a backyard, you want to carefully choose those focal points to receive the brightest and most dramatic spotlight, and then build the rest of that outdoor lighting scheme around them. Overall, you want to shoot for a natural look that's going to replicate moonlight that's softly streaming from above, as opposed to those heavy doses of uplighting. And if you do a nice mix, it's going to look great.
And that's today's Pro Project presented by Angie. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Cindy in Delaware is on the line with some plumbing odors. Tell us what is going on, Cindy.
I have dual sinks in the master bathroom.
Right.
And every once in a while, I get a strong sewer smell.
Okay.
I don't know what's causing it. Doesn't matter if I run the water or flush the toilet, but the left bowl connects, the underneath the pipe connects to the right one, and it goes down into the, you know, under the house.
Okay, well, assuming that they were plumbed correctly and that you, in fact, have a plumbing trap there, which I'm going to presume you are, the odor is probably the result of something called biogas, which is basically happens when you get a lot of debris over the years, and it lines the inside of the pipe, and it lines the inside of the connections, the drain, and so on, and then that material will start to produce a pretty strong odor. So what you need to do is take the drain apart and use a bottle brush to scrub the inside of it. You can't just like run something down there. You physically have to scrub it, those pipes out, and that usually will eliminate that material and therefore the odor.
Okay, because I had tried vinegar and baking soda.
Yeah, that's all good stuff, but you know, if it's really building up like that, you're going to have to remove the scum, so to speak, that's containing all that bacteria that's producing the odor.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, if you have a second floor deck, you may know that the space underneath that deck gets dirty and gross from all that rainwater that leaks through. We're going to share a way to add a self-draining ceiling to that underdeck space to spruce it up for some shady relaxation in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Toots and Common, wonderful things. Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is coming to Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, March 5th through September 5th, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures, presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Ugh, I can't believe it.
What?
There's a scratch on the car.
Where? I can't even see it.
That's the thing. I can see it.
Where?
It's right there.
Oh, if I had a microscope, maybe.
Well, I'm calling Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. They have great prices, and they offer free estimates.
Free estimates?
Yes. Maybe I'll even change the color.
Okay, pink. I've always wanted a pink car.
It's just a scratch. I'll call Mako. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Reading is already heating up. Book your travel now to the Pacific Northwest with Alaska Airlines and enjoy daily nonstop service from Reading to Seattle. You can enjoy a cool weekend in Seattle or connect with Alaska Airlines to anywhere in the world with the One World Alliance. Dreaming about that Alaskan cruise? Fly direct and sail away. At Alaska Air, they care a lot. Check out great places to travel and book your next trip now at alaskaair.com/Reading.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Machine. These hoses can dry out, burst, and allow thousands of gallons to rush into your home. To avoid this, be sure to turn off the water supply valves to the washer before leaving home for an extended period of time. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie. Tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Get help with your home projects when you follow the Money Pit Podcast.
With fresh episodes every Monday and Thursday, you'll learn how to tackle your to-dos with confidence and create your best home ever.
All right, now we're going to help Bud in Oregon avoid a hair-raising electrical situation. What's going on, Bud?
I've got three banks of the two bulbs each, 4 foot long, mounted up in the ceiling, built into a box directly over my cooktop. Okay. And during the summertime when the humidity is higher, if I get any moisture up there, it can take sometimes days before those lights will come on reliably on the first flip of the switch. Now, in the winter, when I'm burning a wood stove, which means I got lower humidity inside the house, if I'm cooking on the cooktop and don't turn the lights on before, I get the same problem. Except as soon as the moisture stops going up there and I've got 10, 15 minutes, then the lights will start coming back on regularly and be reliable again. So what I need to know from you, if you've got some suggestions, is before I get up there and start looking for how to do something, I want to know what I need to have in stock. Is there something, a lubricant, a cleanser, or whatever to do something with contacts, or got any suggestions?
I would give up on those fixtures.
Yeah, I would too. I think you're right.
I would just give up on them. They don't sound safe to me. I'm not quite sure what exactly is going wrong with them, but they certainly shouldn't be behaving that way. And I would worry about them getting worse and potentially causing a fire. The cost of a 4 foot dual bulb fluorescent fixture is not very much today. And so I would simply take this on as a project and replace each and every one of them. I wouldn't try to change the ballast out. I wouldn't try to clean it. I wouldn't try to do anything like that. I would just replace them. It's just not worth it.
That's not what I wanted to hear, but it's a good thing, and it's probably cheaper in the long run to spend $8-$10 per week, you know, put up three brand new ones.
Exactly.
Okay. I'll just look for a good time when I can do it without breaking my neck.
That's always important. Bud, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, guys, you know, the area under second-story decks can be a dark, wet wasteland, but installing under-deck ceiling can make that area totally useful. We're going to tell you how in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
That's right. You know, with all the rainwater that leaks through those second-story decks, the area underneath can get pretty nasty. I mean, a lot of times you're going to find these spaces, well, they're going to be damp, wet. You'll see a lot of green algae growth and a host of moisture-loving bugs. So it's not really a place that you want to hang out in. Now, the solution is to build or to buy an underdeck ceiling. If you're handy, you can build your ceiling out of corrugated fiberglass panels. We've got a video, a materials list, and step-by-step instructions on our website that's been downloaded over 20,000 times a month that's going to help you get that job done.
Now, the other option is to purchase a prefabricated underdeck ceiling system. This is going to cost you a bit more, but the ceiling is actually going to be a lot easier to install, and it tends to look much more finished when you're done. Some of the more popular prefabricated systems are Underdeck, there's TimberTech, there's the Trex Rain Escapes, or Deck Drain. They each now have their own sort of unique design, but all in all, they're a lot easier to install than starting from scratch. And once that ceiling is done, you can give that underdeck space a good cleaning and start enjoying that shade on a warm summer day.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping.
Apply today at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Now we're talking to Pauline in New Jersey who needs some help with a countertop. How can we help you today?
I have a lot of counters in both bathrooms and the kitchen, and from this I have backsplashes as well. And where the backsplash and the counter meet, it's coming up white. And it looks like dry paste. And also, what's happened over the last few years, at first I took a little bit off, you know, with my nail, but now it's getting really bad, and there are splash marks as though when they put the counter in, they didn't clean off the whatever they used, and it looks like you splashed something on and it dried up. And I don't want to use anything that isn't bright for the granite and ruin it. So I was wondering if you had a suggestion that might be easy for me to use and, you know, get rid of this stuff.
How long have you had these countertops? When were they first installed?
7 years ago.
And they've never been sealed since?
No.
Well, you know, granite tops do take quite a bit of maintenance. People think that they're fairly maintenance-free because they're somewhat indestructive, but they really do need a lot of care, and they need to be resealed from time to time. And it sounds to me like the white stuff that you're describing is most likely mineral salts. And what happens is the countertops, when they lose their seal, they absorb more moisture. Then the moisture evaporates off, and it leaves behind the mineral salt deposits that's in the water. And that forms that white sort of crust. It's like a grayish-white crust. Now, what are you using to clean them on a daily basis?
Generally, just water and a little. They told me to use the Windex.
Yeah, you know, you can make a homemade granite cleaner with rubbing alcohol, standard rubbing alcohol, mixed with maybe a half a dozen drops of dishwasher detergent.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We're here to help with your home improvement and decor questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com. Coming up, if you live in an old house, finding out when your house was built, who lived there, and what changes happened over the years can be a fun and fascinating journey.
We'll share tips on how you can do just that next.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com. 1 minute you're up and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done at your house and to get you the answers to your home improvement questions. Just go to moneypit.com/ask, download the Money Pit app, and you will be at the head of the list. Get the answers you need to get your projects going.
That's right. Pick up the phone, give us a call, post a question, email, whatever you like. Hey, guys, check it out. This hour, we've got a handy set of two tools to give away to one lucky listener. It's the Arrow T50 heavy-duty staple gun and the T50X TechMate staple gun.
Yeah, and the T50, you got to remember, that's America's best-selling staple gun. The thing is just awesome. I'm still using the one my father gave me. That's how long these things last. They're well-built, durable tools. They're going to stand up to lots of DIY and pro projects for lots of years. And that set of T50s, along with a supply of staples, is worth $65 going out to one listener drawn at random. So make that you. Post your questions to moneypit.com/ask on the Money Pit app, or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Head to Pennsylvania, where Mike has a question about a bathtub. What can we help you with?
I have an old steel tub that's actually rusting out, and had a few quotes on having it refinished versus, there's companies out there that'll put vinyl inserts and all, or is it better just to have it ripped out and put a brand new tub in?
I would vote for having it ripped out and putting in a brand new tub, because I don't think that you're going to be able to refinish it and be happy with that. Most of the refinishing, if it's done professionally, it can be okay, but man, I tell you what, it's an awfully big project. It's a very messy project. They have to use some pretty coarse chemicals to prep that tub and get it ready for the new finish. And then the new finishes are certainly not going to last as long as the original finish. So I think it's probably a good option for either a new tub, or you could do sort of a tub insert. There are companies out there that make inserts that fit inside the existing tub, priced not so coincidentally, just slightly less than tearing out the tub and starting
right
from scratch.
But it's done in a day.
All right. I appreciate that. Thanks for your time.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, if you live in an old house, finding out when your house was built, who lived there, and what changes happened over the years, it can be fun. I mean, it's always great to learn a lot of stuff about the place you're going to live in. Now, the first place to start is to identify the era in which the structure of the house was built. You can do that with the help of an easy Google search on architectural styles, and most homeowners can kind of figure out a core style by examining the silhouette of the house, its layout, as well as the style of the windows, doors, and other architectural features.
You know, there's also a lot of records out there that will kind of give you a guesstimate on when it was built. You can go to town records. I mean, in the 1900s is when owners had to start getting building permits for things like alterations or plumbing, so you can get the names of previous owners and see what was done back then. You also check county archives and state preservation trusts and local city or town historical societies, because they often have catalogs of municipal information, including maps and archives of local newspapers and the genealogical info that can tell you actually a lot about the people who did live in your home. And there could also be some, what I call the hidden chapters in the history of your house, because contractors will frequently find like an old wall, a few stair steps, or some other vestige of its prior self during renovation. So you always need to be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, it's super cool when you do find that stuff. I remember we took off the siding, we found like a whole different entrance underneath. Now, next, you kind of want to observe your neighborhood. And while we rarely think of old neighborhoods as developments, you kind of have to remember that they were. I mean, just like housing developments that too often fill up former farmlands today, those streets were just as vacant at one time. So by looking at the houses in your neighborhood, scoping out similar structures, you really might be able to get a better scope of the original blueprint.
Now, finally, a lot of construction details can help you sort of rough date a house. For example, if you look just at the nails, if the nails are cut nails, which you might think of today as masonry nails, but they were cut out of sheets of steel as opposed to extruded, that basically means you're talking late 1800s to the early 1900s. You can look at paint colors and moldings. Before the 20th century, all of these had styles that were very particular to certain eras. And another one that's kind of fun is plumbing fixtures. You know, a lot of folks don't know this, but the date the plumbing fixtures were made is usually stamped into the fixture somewhere. Like if you still have like a old steel sink somewhere in your house, I can almost guarantee you that if you get on your hands and knees and look underneath that thing with a strong flashlight, you will find a date that was cast into that sink. And in more modern years, you could lift up the lid on a toilet and find out the date it was manufactured. So you can assume it was put in pretty much right after that. In fact, we've got a complete list of building materials and methods by age on our website in a post called Home Repair Tips by age of house. Home repair tips by age of house. It is on the homepage at moneypit.com.
Now we're going to Missouri, where Tammy is having issues with her new furnace. What's going on? Let's talk you through this.
I replaced the furnace here before the beginning of winter, and since then I've had a buzzing noise in my breaker box every time it kicks on. I would like to say that the furnace that I replaced was about up to my knees, and the newer furnace is about chest high. Would that have something to do with the pulling of the ants, or?
Well, the size of the physical size of the unit may or may not be related to this. It's more like how much power is it pulling and how is it wired in to the breaker box. But if you're getting a vibration in the breaker box itself, that's not a good sign. The breaker could be deteriorating internally, and what you're hearing are the early stages of that, or perhaps the advanced stages of that. I don't know. I would tell you that if you got that kind of a signal, I would definitely have it checked out by an electrician. Open that panel up, have them pull out those breakers, look behind them, make sure it's sized properly, make sure nothing is over-fused, for example, where the wrong size fuse is being used on a wire and therefore not protecting it from overheating. It's definitely not a good sign and shouldn't be happening, and you need to get it checked out further. Okay, Tammy?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today. Just ahead, metal roofs are super durable, but is the expense worth it? We're going to explain that question next.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow size 14 ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
This is Carl Bott. Join me April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center for the 28th Annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International Banquet. Dinner, games, auctions, raffles, and more. Win hunting trips, guns, artwork, hunting and outdoor gear during the banquet. Someone will win a safe and two guns. For more information and tickets, go to sciredding.org or call 530-474-5075.
Thank you. This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Steel Magnolias by Robert Harling. Directed by Aaron Hanley Stewart and Marla Frost O'Brien. March 11th through March 26th. Listen in as a tight-knit group of friends gossip at the beauty parlor. It's a story of friends as they encounter tragedy and good fortune, growing stronger and closer in the process. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store reading and at the door. Steel Magnolias, March 11th through March 26th at Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
The propensity for ice dams as well, but you do not need a metal roof to prevent ice dams. I mean, it doesn't really matter if the roof's metal or asphalt. You're still going to get ice dams if the roof is not built right.
All right, Steph, hope that helps you out. Now we've got Charlene, who's cracking up in Indiana. She says, I have a decent-sized crack in the sheetrock corner of my dining room. I spackled it last spring, but it came back a few months later. What is the best way to fix this for good?
Well, you got to remember that walls are always moving. They're always expanding and contracting. So simply spackling something is not going to do it. There's a product out, if you've got one like this that's really kind of bugging you, there's a product out from Avatron called Crack Coat, K-R-A-C-K Coat. And it's a patch system for cracks, but one thing that's different about it is it actually comes with a sort of an adhesive where you adhere a tape to that crack that covers both sides of it and seals it really, really well. And then you spackle over that with this Crack Coat products that come in the box. It's kind of a kit. It's all together. So I think that that's a really good option for a crack in a corner like that where you're always getting that movement. If you want to do it another way and you can't get this product, what you could do is lightly sand that crack both sides of it. Use a perforated tape. It's like usually like a fiberglass mesh tape. And then you put 3 coats of spackle over that, very, very thin, one at a time. Don't put a lot on. You want to build it up over time because it's a little tricky to get it smooth. And then once you're done, you've got to prime it because you're going to have a lot of new spackle there that's dried, and then you can paint the room and it'll all blend in. And hopefully you won't see it again.
All right, Charlene, I hope that helps you out. Now, when you're stuck on what color to paint the room, give us a call. We'll help you with that. I know it's hard.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on this pretty much the first week of spring is about to roll out. So that means it's time to get to work. You get to go outside. You get to tackle those deck projects, those patio projects, maybe plan some painting projects. Anything you do outside in escaping the inside after all the months we've spent there is a wonderful way to spend a weekend. And we will be here to help you every step of the way. Remember, you can reach out to us by downloading the Money Pit app at moneypit.com/ask or call us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. As the battle rages on in Ukraine with intense combat in the port city of Mariupol and Russian attacks around the outskirts of the capital of Kyiv,
the faint sound of shelling and gunshots could be heard across the horizon in Mariupol as plumes of grey smoke floated above houses in the war-torn city. In Kyiv, Tatiana Zubenko, whose house was destroyed by shelling, says she's thankful she is still alive.
My building, about 400 apartments, and everybody alive. Other people not so lucky.
In Kharkiv, a man is pulled out alive from the rubble of a shelled building. He was buried 10 feet deep. With blood dripping on his face, he thanks the emergency services for all they do. I'm really grateful for the rest of my life. They're just brilliant. I'm Karen Chamas.
Calling Russia's invasion of Ukraine a turning point for the world, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson argues a victory for President Putin's forces would herald a new age of intimidation across Eastern Europe. Speaking to a Conservative Party conference, Johnson claimed Putin was terrified the example of a free Ukraine would spark pro-democracy revolution in Russia. And that's why he's so brutally trying to snuff out the flame of freedom in Ukraine, and that's why it's so vital that he fails. Republicans hold an advantage in the latest survey ahead of November.
The 2020 midterm elections are now 235 days away, and Republicans have an 11-point lead in their bid to recapture control of Congress. The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that if the elections for Congress were held today, 50% of likely U.S. voters would vote for the Republican candidate, while 39% would vote for the Democrat. Just 5% would vote for some other candidate, but another 7% are not sure. Republicans have lost 2 points of their congressional advantage since February, when they led 50% to 37%. Bernie Bennett reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
It's a case of kidnapping, or you could say bear napping.
Officials in California say a man found out the hard way. Those cute little bear cubs grow up. The man and a co-worker took the month-old cubs from a den in 2019, but he eventually learned they were just too much to handle, and he called upon wildlife officials to help. The bears were taken to a rehab center and were released into the wild the following year. Meanwhile, 29-year-old Cody Dillon Setzer has now pleaded guilty to charges of bear napping. Jason Walker reporting.
Volkswagen recalling some 240,000-plus Atlas SUVs and Atlas Cross Sports in the U.S. and Canada because of faulty wiring harnesses could make them break unexpectedly. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Out of Detroit, this automotive news this weekend, the latest battery-powered vehicles is just about ready to roll off the assembly line.
The Ford F-150 Lightning electric pickup will be hitting the streets soon, and now we have an idea of how much it will cost to go cruising in one. The window sticker for an entry-level $42,000 Lightning has a standard range battery that provides 230 miles of driving per charge. Ford says the full-size truck has an efficiency rating equivalent to 68 miles per gallon and a $950 annual fuel cost. That's significantly less than it costs to drive the most efficient gasoline-powered version of a 4x4 F-150, which requires $2,700 worth of gas at $4.25 a gallon. The problem now, where do you find the charging stations? Patrick Foss reporting.
And you can always check out more on these stories just by simply logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time. Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, Aero Fasteners, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on your, and I'm so glad I get to say this, spring projects. Yes, spring is here. It has officially begun. And so now is the time to get outside and do all those projects you've been putting off all winter long. And if you need help, we are here to do just that. A couple of ways to reach us. The preferred way is to go to moneypit.com/ask. Download the Money Pit app. It's a great new app that we developed. It allows you to record your question and send it right to our production team. It's fast, it's easy, and we answer those questions first. Go to moneypit.com/ask, or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, with the spring here, that means we're going to have some pretty heavy rainstorms. So we thought that would be a good time to share some tips on how to make sure your roof is totally ready for those spring deluges. Is that a word? Deluges? It's more than one deluge. It's a lot of water.
A super lot of rain, more than one time. Also, this is allergy season. God bless you. You're welcome. You're going to be sneezing a lot. So it's a great idea right now to replace that air filter in your heating and cooling system at home. We're going to share a nifty little device that costs about $1 and reminds you exactly when that needs to happen, because boy, is that easy to forget.
And it's easier than ever to be eco-friendly today, but when it comes to choosing eco-friendly floors for your home, understanding how that product is produced is really the key. So we're going to tell you what to look for.
And are you ready to spring into your home improvements? Well, we are ready to help you. We've got a great set of tools to give away today from Arrow Fastener. It's going to one lucky listener who connects with us, asking a question and getting some help with their projects. We're giving away America's best-selling staple gun, the T50, plus its sidekick, the T50X, and it's worth $65.
Going out to one caller drawn at random. Make that you. Go to moneypit.com/ask. Download the app, record your question, and you will be tossed into the Money Pit hard hat. You might just win that set of T50 staple guns worth $65.
Jerry in Massachusetts is on the line with a very mysterious noise. What is going on?
Well, I don't know if it's the cold weather or what, but I get this loud, loud bang in my house. It's not a certain time of day. It can be at night. It could be in the morning. And I would say it's like a corner of my house, and I can't figure it out.
Does it happen when your heating system kicks on?
No, it's just random. It could happen at any time of day, and I can't figure it out.
Do you have a duct system, or do you have radiators that give you heat?
Baseboards.
Baseboard radiators. Okay. Do you have central air conditioning?
I do.
And does it happen in the summer as well as the off-season?
No. I only detect it in the winter.
Okay, well, a couple of things here. First of all, if your boiler's not tuned up properly, you can get a condition called explosive ignition. Like if too much gas comes out and then the boiler ignites, it can do so with a bang, and that's generally disturbing and very unsafe. So I would make sure that the heating system was serviced. And the second thing that often causes noise that far exceeds its damage is something called a water hammer. And this can happen when water is running through the pipes of the house and stops suddenly. The centrifugal force of that water continuing down the pipe will cause it to move or shake, and that can result in a bang that goes almost end-to-end on the house. And the solution is both to secure loose plumbing pipes and install something that's kind of like a shock absorber for your plumbing system. It's called a water hammer arrestor. So those are the two most common in your types of heating system and plumbing system areas where I think sound can originate. All right, Jerry, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mike in Louisiana's on the line with a question about concrete. What's happening to it?
I have a crack in my foundation, and I was wondering what would be the best way to stop it.
So is this a basement foundation or a crawl space foundation? What's it look like?
I have on slab. I don't have a basement, nothing. It's just a crack in the concrete goes pretty much all the way across on one end of the house.
Okay, so is it the floor, or do you see it from the outside? Where are we seeing this?
Just in the floor. I just see it in the floor. I don't see it on the side. I've looked at it twice on the outside, and I haven't seen it.
All right, so that might not be part of the foundation, because when you have a slab-on-grade house, the floor area itself is actually not part of the foundation. Only the perimeter is. So that's a pretty standard crack repair. What you want to do is go to a home center and pick up a Quikrete, Quikrete, epoxy-based or patching compound. And that is something that you can apply to the crack. There's a number of different types of this. Some of it comes in a tube that you can apply with a caulk gun, and others you mix up. But it has to be a patching material because otherwise it won't stick to the old concrete. And then what you do is clean out that crack, you apply the patch, let it dry, and you're good to go.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, do you guys need some help with a project? Well, we're taking your calls now at 888 Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com.
And just ahead, have you wondered if your roof is ready to stand up to all the spring rains that are ahead? Well, we're going to have some tips to give your roof a thorough checkup in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
You live in a Money Pit.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And it's springtime. Leslie, do you have any outdoor plans for spring around your house?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, so much. I feel like everything just gets so weathered and beat up during the winter season, so it always starts with a lot of cleaning, and then I think it's time to say goodbye to our outdoor playset. So that's going to be something we tackle.
That's sad. Yeah, we had ours sitting around for a long time, but then, you know, when the kids turned 20, figured it was time. No, we didn't hold that long. Only kidding. But, yeah, it's always difficult to get rid of that. A lot of memories in those swings.
Yeah, I mean, it really is, but they take up a tremendous amount of space. And when you live on a postage stamp lot, you kind of want that space.
Well, you know, in our case, the kids were happy to give up the swing set because we built the fire pit. It became a good hangout spot.
Oh, way better.
All right, give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Because we've got a handy set of two tools to give away to one lucky listener. From Arrow Fastener, we've got the T50 heavy-duty staple gun and the T50X TacMate staple gun. So you'll pretty much be set for all these projects you need to get done around your house.
I mean, for sure. This is a spring staple. Get what I did there. But truly, you will use the staple gun, especially the T50, for the rest of your life. It is America's best-selling staple gun. Both of these are very well built. They're super durable. They will stand up to dozens, if not hundreds, of DIY and pro projects. Now, that set of Arrow T50s, along with a supply of staples, is worth $65, and it's going out to one lucky listener drawn at random.
To make sure you're included in the drawing for the Arrow Staple Gun, you need to call us with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, post it to moneypit.com/ask by downloading the Money Pit app. You'll record your question and shoot it right to our production studio and get on the air with us quickly.
All right, now we're going to talk with Teresa in South Carolina, who's dealing with a wet basement. Teresa, what's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, we just recently bought this house, and we've been here a little over a year. And we were told that the basement floods, but we weren't really aware of how bad it did flood. So every time we get a heavy rain, it fills up a front landscaping area, and it flows in through the bricks, I guess. I'm not sure how it comes in, but it comes into the basement. We've talked to several companies, and they want to do things inside, but I don't understand why they don't want to do something on the outside.
Well, you are absolutely correct, because the solution to this problem is not inside. So what happens in situations like this is typically a homeowner will contact a so-called basement waterproofing company. I think that those titles are inaccurate, because these contractors don't really waterproof anything. What they really do is just put in a water evacuation system that allows the water to saturate the foundation perimeter, soak through the walls, and fill up your basement. And then before it shows itself kind of above the floor, they pump it out. But you have to know that that allows a lot of damage to happen even before that water collects to the level where they can pump it. You have increased pressure against the foundation. You have mold growth, all sorts of things. So you are absolutely correct in that you need to stop this on the outside. And the good news is it's really not that hard nor that expensive to do. So there's two areas you need to focus on. One is grading, and the other is roof drainage. So we'll start with the biggest culprit, and that's roof drainage. You need to look at all of the gutters that are on your house. You need to make sure that, first of all, you have gutters. Secondly, that you have an adequate number of downspouts on those gutters. And you want to kind of stand back sort of from the street level, look up at your roof, try to do a little sort of rough back of the hand math, because you want 600 to 800 square feet of roof surface draining into each downspout. So if you have one downspout and you have a bunch of roof surfaces going into it, it might be that that gets overwhelmed and therefore the gutter will overflow even if it's not clogged. Of course, to that point, they have to be clog-free. And most importantly of anything else is this. You must extend the discharge from that leader at least 4 to 6 feet from the house, because we need to move this away from what's called the backfill zone. That's the area of soil that's dug out when you build the foundation. You need to get the water beyond that 4 to 6 foot perimeter. Now, you can do this simply by putting an additional piece of leader material on there. And of course, it's not very attractive. It's somewhat unsightly. But I would at least do that for starters, so that you can prove to yourself that this works. And then later on, if you want to try to make it neater, you could always sink some underground solid PVC pipe and drain through that and perhaps discharge it into the street or some other lower area on your property. Now, once that's set, then you could look at the grading at that foundation perimeter, starting in the area where you see water collecting. And you want to make sure that the soil slopes away about 6 inches over 4 feet. And that soil has to be well tamped fill dirt, not topsoil. Topsoil is very organic. Sometimes when folks have drainage issues, they put more topsoil on it. That's kind of like throwing sponges around your house. You want to create that slope with clean fill dirt. It's more of a kind of clay-like, compactable type soil that can be sloped to drop that 6 inches over about 4 feet. Over that, you can put a little topsoil to sustain growth or plantings or whatever, but you need to get that slope established first. So this way, you have direct rainfall, hits that grade, runs off, and all the water that collects on the roof hits those downspouts and gets discharged well away from the house. Those two things will stop this wet basement. And I know that for certain, because when you said that your basement floods after heavy rain, all of that always sources on the outside. It's not a rising water table. And that's the only time you'd ever need to put in below grade drains, such as what these waterproofing companies are suggesting.
Okay, great. I really appreciate your help.
Well, you're welcome. And I'm so glad we could get to you before you spent the money on the waterproofers, because I can't tell you how many times we get the same call after someone has spent $10,000 or $20,000 on a waterproofer, only to find out that they still have the same problem.
Thank you very much.
Well, spring starts next week. I know Tom is excited. I'm always sad to see the ski season end, but warm weather brings a whole host of other fun. And now that we're heading into spring, really is a great time to make sure that your roof hasn't been damaged by this long winter. We're going to share what you need to know in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Now, the first step is a safe roof inspection. So you want to grab a set of binoculars because you're going to stay on the ground, which makes it a super safe inspection. And then scan your roof for any sagging, any uneven areas. Really just look around.
Yeah, and you want to make sure you check the valleys. And that's where two roofs come together in like a V. It's really an area that's very prone to leaking, and make sure they are free and clear of debris, because it can also act as a barrier to prevent rain from flowing down and off the roof. It tends to back up and again can leak in that valley area. Also check out the shingles and the flashing, which is used around roof vents and pipes and skylights and chimneys, or where one wall intersects with another wall, because one of the most common causes for roof leaks is due to problems with that flashing, as well as curled or cracked shingles. And if you see a lot of those curled and cracked shingles, it might mean you need a new roof. But for the most part, remember that any other type of roof repair is usually totally doable without replacing the entire roof. You only need to replace your roof if it's completely dried out and worn out. And even though sometimes contractors will tell you it is, most of the time it's not. And you can fix that one leak that's bugging you.
Now, another important area to check is the gutters. You might find out that you've got branches, leaves, or, you know, even a tennis ball or something that your kids have thrown, and it clogs up that gutter. And let me tell you, one small clog like that can build up so much water, and then you will see all of that water. Guess where, you guys?
Where?
In your basement, and that can cause a lot of problems, foundation damage, flooring damage, all kinds of stuff. So you want to make sure that those gutters are clean, downspouts are free-flowing, and then you want to make sure that gutters are fastened properly and are tight and secure. And here's a quick repair trick. If the gutters are loose, you want to replace the gutter spike, if that's what you've got, with gutter screws. They're as long as the spikes, but once you screw them in, they're never backing out.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Apply at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
David in Arkansas is on the line with a geothermal question. What is going on at your money pit?
Well, I have leaks for one, but at any rate, it's a water furnace unit that's about 23 years old. And so it's probably had a good life. I'm just curious these days if it's best to look at replacement with a geothermal, or if conventional units are now just as efficient, you know, and which way to go.
And what kind of fuel do you have right now, David?
Our home is all electric.
So it's all electric. Okay. So, yes, the HVAC systems are far more efficient than they used to be. If you were to go geothermal, you have the investment of having to essentially install the ground line, which basically goes deep into the soil as part of this. And you know, that's something that's going to depend greatly on the condition of the soil, whether it can be easily drilled, and so on and so forth. The install on geothermal tends to be pretty expensive, so you're definitely going to have to get some estimates on that and see if it makes sense. If not, I would buy the most efficient electric heat pump system that you can afford. And I also make sure that you replace both the coil on the AC side of this as well. Because the coil have to match, right? You don't just want to put the unit outside. You have to replace that coil as well, because unless they're properly matched, you do not get the efficiency that you are promised, so to speak. And then thirdly, okay, I want you to make sure that you replace the thermostat with one designed for heat pumps. This is a common mistake people make. They put standard clock setback thermostats on heat pumps. And what happens is, if a heat pump runs in the heat pump cycle, the temperature has to move very slowly. So it doesn't trigger the backup system that's built into all heat pumps, which is electric heat. And if you do that, that gets really expensive to run. So replace the heat pump with the most efficient one you can afford, match it with a proper size coil, and make sure the thermostat is also replaced and is a heat pump thermostat. And by the way, lots of thermostats today, too, that are Wi-Fi, wireless thermostats. You know, your phone becomes a remote control. You have to get up off the easy chair to change your heat, or even when you're coming home from work, you know, if the heat is set low, you want to kick it up a few degrees, you can do that before you get in the car and start driving home. So lots of technology for you to take advantage of as well. Okay, Dave?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Appreciate you guys being on for us to call in.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today. All right. First day of spring, it is upon us. So before that seasonal allergies start to kick in, it's a good idea to replace the air filter in your heating and cooling system. We're going to share a nifty little device that costs about a dollar, and it's going to remind you exactly when that needs to happen next.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And guys, whether you're doing or whether you're dreaming of doing a project, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So get help with those home projects when you follow the Money Pit podcast.
With fresh episodes every Monday and Thursday, you'll learn how to tackle your to-dos with confidence and create your best home ever.
Carolyn, Mississippi, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have a floor that's sinking in, a hallway in a kitchen, and I was just trying to find out what's the best way to repair that and what type of wood should it be repaired with.
So do you have any idea, Carol, as to what's causing the floor to sink?
I don't know if it's the foundation. I don't know if it's the foundation because it's in Mississippi and there's a lot of moisture there. And for some reason, the homes there really look, you know, look run down and stuff. And I did research, and it's because it's so moist there. But the house is really, really old, so I have no idea what's causing it.
Is the floor a wood floor?
Yes, it is.
And is it over a crawl space?
No, it's not over a crawl space.
Is it over a basement?
No, it's not over a basement. It's like on the foundation part of it.
Yeah, okay. Look, there's only really three types of floor structures. You're either going to have, your house is going to be built on a slab, which means it's on concrete, or it's going to be on a wood framed floor, which is either going to be over a crawl space or over a basement. I'm trying to figure out what kind of floor structure you have.
Okay, it's up off the ground a little bit.
That's a crawl space. So what has to happen, Carol, is somebody has to go into the crawl and get under that area and look up and see what's going on. If you have a lot of moisture, you could have some rotted beams there. And if that's the case, they have to be repaired. It's very difficult to do that from the top side. You would do that from the bottom side. And then once you know what the cause of the sagging is, then you'll know how to approach it. But let's say that you found there was a beam that was decayed. Well, what would happen in that case is you would put a new beam next to it. So if it had one bad floor joist, you'd put another one next to it. Maybe even one next to that. So you'd kind of sandwich the bad beam in between the two good beams, and that would straighten that out. Once the structure is repaired, then you can go in from the top side and repair any remaining decay, like if it was the wood, plywood subfloor or something of that nature. But you got to start with the structure, which is what's underneath there, to figure out why this sag has occurred, why this area is sunken in. And once that's resupported, then you can move to the top side. Does that make sense?
Make a lot of sense. Thank you.
All right, Kara. Good luck with that project, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, it's almost that first day of spring, which means allergy season is going to be kicking in. Right now, guys, it is a good idea to replace the air filter in your heating and cooling system. I mean, at a minimum, basic filters, you need to replace those about once a month. But, Tom, people are always forgetting about it, and that really dirty filter can actually make the air dirty too, right?
Yeah, that's right. Now, I recently discovered, though, a nifty little device that costs about $1 and reminds you exactly when that needs to happen. It kind of annoys you that it needs to happen. And here's what happened. The gas company actually sent me sort of a surprise gift, which was a bunch of conservation items. I guess they had some sort of campaign. And, you know, the box had LED bulbs and had a water-saving shower head. And then it had this little two-piece plastic device that I did not recognize. And it turns out it's something called a furnace filter whistle. And it's basically designed to bug you when it's time to change the filter. It's comprised of two plastic pieces, and they are snapped onto the filter. You know, you basically set this up so that the bigger piece is faces the airflow, and then the other side snaps together, so it sort of pushes through, because remember, these fiberglass filters are kind of thin. So it snaps in there, and then it allows the air to move through this device, and when the filter gets clogged, it starts to whistle at you, which says it's time to replace the filter.
Well, that's not annoying at all. So basically, it's alerting you that it's time to replace that filter in your central air conditioner or your furnace. You know, it's kind of like the same annoyance that you get when that battery chirps in the smoke detector, but you don't know which one it is because it's chirping and it's like mysteriously coming from any direction. And you're like, where? Which one? This one? And then you stand by. At least this one, you know where it's coming from.
It's totally a strategy that works.
It's true.
Because what the heck is that, right? So you're kind of forced to fix it fast.
Annoy you until you can't deal with it.
I also took a look at where you can buy these things, and they seem to be a little bit hard to find, but then I discovered that they're sold by all sorts of conservation sites. So any site that sells products to help you conserve energy seems to have these. And again, they're only like $1. I saw them for like 89 cents up to like, I don't know, $1.75 or something. So pretty cheap and definitely worth checking out.
Cody in Texas is on the line with a garage door question. How can we help you today?
Interested in insulating the garage door. The garage is insulated, ceiling, the walls, everything, except for the door. You know, it's just that thin metal panels. And I wasn't sure if it's worth my money to go ahead and buy a door that's insulated, like from an overhead door company, or if it would be just as good to buy the foam panels from Lowe's or Home Depot and cut them out and try to fit them into each panel themselves.
Well, you got nothing to lose by taking the inexpensive route first, because those foam panels are pretty cheap. And yes, if you can fit them securely inside those existing metal garage door panels, you're probably going to pick up as much insulation as you would if you replaced the whole thing. You know, an insulated garage door doesn't, in and of itself, even if it's brand new, is not going to add that much insulation value to it. So really all you have is as much foam as you can squeeze in there. But remember, just as important as the insulating the door panels is to make sure you have weather stripping along the edge of the door, that it's adjusted so that it sits well against the concrete floor, it sits well against the jams, both the side jam and the overhead jam, because I would think that wind is probably your biggest enemy in trying to keep that garage warm. And it's good that you've got the rest of it insulated, and certainly insulating the panels will help. But garage doors aren't really known for their comfort, so whatever you do is going to have a limited effect.
Okay, good deal. So the bid I got was $880. I think I will go with the foam sheets first, because that's, I'll probably have $80 total in that.
Yeah, exactly. See how that goes.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I do appreciate it. I always listen to the show and appreciate the advice.
Well, thank you so much. Good luck with that project. Let us know how you make out.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, going green is all the rage, but when it comes to shopping for those home improvement products, the devil is definitely in those details. We're going to tell you what you need to know next.
You live in a money pit.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
Pit is presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. If you need some help with a renovation, repair, or decor project, that number is 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
Hey, if you guys are ready to tackle some home improvement projects, if only you had some tools to get it done, well, we've got two to give away on today's show. They come from Arrow Fasteners. We've got the T50 Heavy Duty Staple Gun and the T50X TechMate Staple Gun. These are very well-built tools. That T50 is America's best-selling staple gun, and the package comes with a supply of staples. It's worth $65 and going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Send us your question by going to moneypit.com/ask. Download the Money Pit app, record your question, and go right to our production team, or you can call us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're heading over to Virginia, where Margaret has a question about a bathtub. Tell us what's going on.
We have an old cast iron tub, and it's real rusty in spots, and I'm wondering what we could do to restore it.
Now, when you say real rusty in spots, are we talking about big spots, or are we talking about, like, small little ones from a chip here and there?
No, we're talking about big spots because the water, it was not good water when we first moved here, and so it had a lot of wear and tear on it about 40 years before we moved here, and we've been living here probably about 45 years. So
your tub's almost 100 years old, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, look, it served the house well. It's not going to last forever. It needs to be reglazed at this point. And I've had some experience with folks that have tried to reglaze these tubs inside the house, and it can be done. It's an awfully messy and intensive job, and unless it's done professionally, it doesn't seem to last very long. There are
home reglazing kits. I know Rust-Oleum makes one that's for tub and tile, but I wouldn't expect it to last all that long. The best way to do this is to have the tub taken out and reglazed. But if you're going to do all that, you might as well replace it and not just have that, not have that reglaze unless it's particularly beautiful. I think those are your options. It's not easy to do a touch up to something like this when it's just got so, you know, it's got almost a 100 years of wear and tear on it.
Oh, it's, yes. Yes. Okay. That was my question. I appreciate that.
Unfortunately, Margaret, there's no easy way to remove 100 years of wear and tear on that tub, and so you're probably better off just replacing it.
Well, if you like to save energy or not waste water, you're probably an environmentally responsible shopper. But when it comes to shopping for floors, knowing how that floor is made is key to knowing if it's actually an eco-friendly choice. So here's what you need to look for.
Yeah, there are basically two types of floors that are generally considered to be the most eco-friendly. Now, first, there's cork. Cork is a good choice for a lot of reasons. It's sustainable, it looks great, it lasts a long time, and it's very quiet. And it's the best for allergy sufferers. Now, the flooring is made from the bark of the cork oak tree, which is stripped every 9 years and then grows back. That is really fast for a regrowth rate, but it inflicts no damage on the tree. Pest controls or fertilizers are also rarely used in the farming of cork trees, and the waste cork can also be recycled as well. So all in all, a really good choice for an eco-friendly flooring product.
All right, now the other option out there is bamboo, and bamboo floors, they're manufactured from the bamboo plant, which is a type of grass, and that makes them super sustainable. I mean, bamboo grows at such a fast rate, quicker than trees, and reaches maturity in as little as 5 years, which is why bamboo is one of the most eco-friendly flooring products that are available.
Now, the other big advantage, though, of bamboo is that it is really, really hard. Strand bamboo is actually about twice as hard as red oak, which is why bamboo flooring is both sustainable and a super durable flooring choice as well.
Jim in Pennsylvania is on the line with a metal roofing question. How can we help you today?
My question is metal roofs. What's the advantage of the metal over the shingle or vice versa, the cost? I see a lot of my neighbors putting the metal on.
So metal roofs are probably the most durable roof available today. And so the main advantage is durability. The other thing that you can get with a metal roof is today they're coated with low E coatings, so they can actually reflect the sun in the summer and lower your cooling costs as well. The downside of metal roofs is that they're very expensive. They're called investment-grade roofs very frequently for a good reason, because it's the kind of roof you put on when you really want to invest in the house, and it's the house that you're going to be in for the long haul. If it's a short-term house for you, you know, I probably would not recommend a metal roof, because I don't think you'll get the value out of it when you sell. Certainly you'll get some value out of it, but I don't think you'll get the cost of it. But if you're like, listen, this is the house I'm going to be in for the next 20 or 30 years, maybe longer, I want to really do something that's going to stand up with literally no maintenance, then maybe metal roof is for you. Aesthetically, they're beautiful. They come in all sorts of colors, all sorts of designs, and they can really make your house stand out. But they are costly. Probably, I would say, 2 to 3 times the cost of an asphalt shingle roof.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Coming up, are you ready to break out that patio furniture for the season ahead? Well, we're ready to help with tips on getting those tables and chairs back in tip-top shape next.
Live in a Money Pit.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
It's almost April, and you know what that means. Cool April nights. Prepare yourself and your classic car for lots of show and shine, entertainment, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. This year's official events will take place April 22nd through May 1st. And be sure to check out their website at CoolAprilNights.com for this year's schedule of events and to register your cars. Mark your calendars for the big show on April 30th, which will feature over 2,000 classic cars. Cool April Nights is also celebrating its 31st anniversary as the largest classic car show in Northern California. So, now is the time to polish up that classic car, dust off that leather jacket and jeans, and get ready for lots of show and shine, live music, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. Tickets on sale soon at Napa Auto Parts.
Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
If you've got a home improvement question, we've got answers. Go to moneypit.com/ask. Download the Money Pit app and record your questions. They'll be sent right to the production team and get on the air with us.
Carol wrote in, and she is tired of cleaning mold on her bath walls. She's asking, is there something that I can use to cover the walls that I can wipe off easily? I really don't want to tile the walls and have to deal with the grout. I just don't want to deal with the grout. Is there anything you can suggest?
I get it.
Well, Carol doesn't want to deal with the grout, so what else can she put on a bathroom wall?
Okay, so I'm thinking for tile walls, a good option might be one of the shower/tub surround kits. You know, they come in like, well, depends on the style, but they usually come in about three pieces, so two ends and a back, and they glue right to the old walls, so in this case on top of the tile. And once they're in place, they look pretty good. It's kind of hard to tell it's not like a one-piece unit when you see it, and they're not terribly expensive, and they're a heck of a lot easier to clean than tile walls. So I think that's a good option for you, but generally speaking, you know, if you make sure you have a vent fan in that bathroom and that you put it on a humidistat so that it runs a little bit longer than it has to when it's moist and damp in there, that will also reduce the humidity and stop that mold growth from happening. So I think those two things are definitely good options.
Yeah, Carol. I mean, cleaning the bathroom tile definitely is a project, but if you control the moisture, like Tom said, that's definitely going to cut down on the mold growth. Heck, it might even get rid of it completely, and then you can have beautiful tile and not worry about cleaning the grout. And I promise you, it's not so terrible. Seal it. You won't have to do it.
Well, uncovering your outdoor furniture is definitely a fun way to mark the start of warmer weather, but that furniture usually brings some pretty gross stuff with it. That's why Leslie's got tips on how to get those tables and chairs back in shape in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, even if that furniture has been in your shed or your basement all winter long, your outdoor furniture could probably use a good cleaning anyhow. So if the furniture you've got is plastic, you want to mix a little dish soap, some borax, and half a cup of peroxide into 1 gallon of water. Now you want to let it sit for 10 to 15 minutes and then use a nylon brush to scrub it onto the plastic pieces. And you want to make sure that you rinse well when you're finished. And that's going to make that plastic shine and look fresh and clean. Now, for metal furnishings, you want to use soapy water and our favorite cleaning agent, good old-fashioned elbow grease. You are going to work for this, guys. If rust has formed, you need to remove it first with sandpaper and then repaint the entire piece with a rust-prohibiting paint or metal varnish. I mean, definitely, it's going to take some work. Wood furniture, you need to oil the surfaces with a sealant or a preservative that's appropriate to that material. You can clean the furniture a couple of times a month with an oil soap as well. Now, you just have to make sure you let all of that furniture dry completely before you add those cushions. And speaking of cushions, they most likely are in need of a pick-me-up as well. So mix 1 teaspoon each of dishwashing detergent and borax in a quart of warm water. Now, you want to use a spray bottle to douse those cushions generously. And once it's been on there for about 15 minutes, you want to hit it with a hose to rinse, then stand those cushions on their side. That's super important because it really kind of helps them drain. And if the cushion itself has some sort of like a draining vent thing, sometimes it's by the zippers, make sure you put it zipper side down because that will just help them dry out a little quicker.
And then you can officially start spring at your house. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, after a long year of rain and snow, not to mention tree droppings, is your deck ready for the outdoor living season ahead? We'll share what you need to know to get it ready on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You rely on your vehicle every day, whether it's for your commute, family, team practice, or even your weekend getaway. Your vehicle should be in tip-top shape, and Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive is here to help. If you're interested in a new paint job, touch-up, or collision repair for damaged dings and dents, call Mako for a free estimate at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Andersen certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Senator Joni Ernst, the combat vet herself, calling for fighter jets to be sent to Ukraine.
The Iowa Republican is part of a bipartisan group touring Poland. Ernst says MiGs need to be sent to Ukraine, F-16s to Poland.
This is a great cooperative way our nations can work together to ensure the Ukrainians have absolutely what they need to defend their country.
The senator says Russian President Putin is testing the resolve of the NATO alliance by sending missiles close to the Ukrainian-Polish border.
Should Article 5 be triggered, the United States will be there.
Article 5 requires NATO countries to defend one another. The U.S. and Poland are members. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, Supreme Court nomination hearings begin on Monday for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, President Biden's pick to fill the seat being vacated by Stephen Breyer, who's stepping down from the high court after more than 27 years. Alaska's only congressman, Don Young, has died.
At 88, Young was still serving and the longest-serving Republican in the history of the U.S. House. He was first elected in 1973. Young was born on June 9, 1933, in Meridian, California. He earned a bachelor's degree in teaching in 1958 and served in the U.S. Army. He relocated to Alaska in 1959. The same year, Alaska became a state. Young says he was drawn north when, as a boy, his father read to him Jack London's Call of the Wild. Bob Wagner reporting.
As many as 10 people wounded in a shooting outside a car show in Dumas, Arkansas, Saturday evening. State troopers were dispatched around 7:25 following a report of gunfire outside a local business where the fundraiser was underway. Additional information, including the victim's conditions or potential suspects, was not immediately available. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The House passes a bill to prohibit discrimination based on hair.
The House voted 235 to 189 to prohibit discrimination on the basis of hair texture and hairstyles, like hair that's tightly coiled, curled, worn in cornrows, twist braids, or afros. The bill now goes to the Senate, where its fate is uncertain. President Biden has already said that he would sign the bill. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, during floor debate, was surprised this bill was a priority.
The bill's not about increasing domestic production of energy so we don't have $5 gas. The bill is not about dealing with the inflation problem, the 40-year high inflation problem that this country faces.
Other Republicans who voted against the measure said protections against hair discrimination already exist in several federal laws. I'm Shelley Adler.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Firing squad soon to be the execution method in South Carolina.
The method was codified into state law last year after a decade-long pause in carrying out the death sentence over the state's inability to procure lethal injection drugs. State prison officials said Friday that renovations have been completed on the death chamber in Columbia to allow for a firing squad. Legislation that took effect last May made the electric chair the state's primary means of execution while giving inmates the option of death by firing squad or lethal injection if methods are available. South Carolina's last execution took place in 2011. Patrick Cross reporting.
It was on this date in 1942, during World War II, President Roosevelt ordered men between the ages of 45 and 64 inclusive to register for non-military duty. And on this day in 2003, President George W. Bush ordered the start of the war against Iraq. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian.
Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, 1-866-408-7669. Hey, Dan Hoffman's going to be joining me at the bottom of the hour, former CIA station chief and served in Moscow, Iraq, Pakistan, South Asia, and Europe. I think the last gig was the easiest. And we'll, of course, take your calls in about 15 minutes. But first, I want to bring in General David Petraeus. General, always great to hear from you and get your expertise, especially after the extraordinary moment with President Zelensky addressing a joint session of Congress yesterday, this morning addressing the Bundestag in Germany, 2 days ago, Canada, and last week, the UK. Has he been an effective communicator for his cause? Is he swaying not only government, but the public?
Oh, I think he is very much, Brian. He's been exceedingly effective. And we saw the result of that yesterday. I'm sure the Biden administration already planned to provide a lot of additional military support, security assistance, and humanitarian assistance. But just in the past week alone, the U.S. has committed $1 billion worth of additional arms, ammunition, supplies. And getting into some of these areas that are a bit more uniquely capable, frankly, the so-called switchblade drone, essentially a kamikaze drone that can be launched by a soldier. It's electric. It doesn't make any noise, unlike other drones where there's a bit of a noise that can be heard if they come too low. And it just circles over a target until the time is right and then can slam into the target. That's going to be very effective, as will the additional provision of the anti-tank weapons, the Javelins, the Stingers, the anti-aircraft. And there are going to be additional anti-aircraft. The Stinger is really good up to about 10,000 feet. Beyond that, you've got to get something that's more capable, and they're going to provide some of that as well. So, and millions of rounds of ammunition, small arms, et cetera. I think, again, this is going to be enormously helpful to Ukraine. I think it was largely in the works, but certainly his speech was a catalyst. It was also very, very powerful, I think, not just with the Congress, but with the American people. And there's a unique amount of bipartisan support in the country for Ukraine and for him personally. And I think it has had a galvanizing effect in the House of Commons in the UK, certainly with Canada, and now with Germany as well. In Germany, he was particularly stern, and yet they gave him a standing ovation at the end. And given the battlefield situation where Russian forces seem to be stalled, certainly still pounding with their artillery, their dumb bombs, missiles, rockets, doing terrible, horrific damage and killing innocent civilians, but they're largely stalled in terms of their movement and maneuver, and we know that they are having to search everywhere for additional forces. They've gone back to the eastern military district of Russia, so way out east, to get reserves for Ukraine. They are pulling in forces that were deployed in Tajikistan, in Georgia, south Ossetia and Abkhazia. So everywhere they have forces, they're trying to bring them back to Russia or to the Ukraine front. And it's an indication that they are struggling to replace the forces that have been lost, to revive, to reconstitute the units that have been rendered combat ineffective and so forth. And it also then indicates that there's obviously no replacement plan for some months from now, when we would normally have pulled the forces out after this initial invasion and replaced them with others. There's no rotation plan that I'm aware of.
It's just pretty amazing time, especially for experts like you who study war and go to war college and teach in some circumstances, to see how wrong so many others were about the Ukraine's ability to fight off the Russians and for the Russians to fight, period. Just to go through some of the lists if people didn't see it, 2,000 Javelins are coming into theater, 1,000 light armor weapons, 6,000
AT. In addition to 17,000 Javelins already provided, again, and these are deadly, out to about 2,500 meters. Very, very effective, a fire-and-forget weapon that, again, has proven devastating against Russian armor and vehicles.
Right. 25,000 sets of armor, 25,000 helmets, 20 million rounds of small arms ammunition. Just a real quick before I get to this other news, are you convinced that our supply lines are secure and this will be delivered in a timely fashion from what you know and safely from the best you can in a war environment?
Well, I'm very confident that we can get it to the border of Ukraine. The challenge then will be that, of course, it's up to Ukrainian forces to maintain the supply lines. They have to keep them open. But it appears right now that with the exception of the encircled city of Mariupol, that the Ukrainian forces are able to get additional supplies to Kyiv, to Kharkiv, to Mykolaiv down in the south, where the Russian forces have been held up that are trying to get to the southwestern port of Odessa, certainly to Odessa, which is now being shelled by Russian Navy ships as well. So I think they can get this all forward, and I'm very confident that we can. You saw what we can do with our fleet of C-17, these wide-bodied four jet engine transport aircraft, during the evacuation of forces and individuals from Afghanistan. We can certainly slow all of this in there very, very quickly. And, of course, other NATO countries are doing the same.
General, I got so many questions for you. This story in the Wall Street Journal today, I've read it in other places, and I watched a BBC report this morning. Ukraine says its military has launched a counteroffensive in the capital of Kyiv to back up Russian forces, also other key cities, to get them some breathing room in towns of Irpin, I think I'm saying this wrong, Bukha and Hostomel, in those areas. Yep. And Kherson, the only city that is occupied by the Russians, there's constant protest, and the Russian occupying forces are constantly under attack. This is extraordinary.
Well, it is extraordinary. Again, it's not just Ukrainian forces and territorial elements that are fighting. It's the entire country. And again, I cannot, having been part of an invasion force as the commander of the Great 101st Airborne Division in March of 2003, I cannot imagine invading the country where everyone hates you and most of the male population is trying to kill you. But it is very important to push back those forces around Hostomel and Irpin. These are the northwest of Kyiv. They want to push them back at least far enough that they can get the artillery out of range and reduce some of the damage that is being done to Kyiv proper, keeping in mind how large it is. It's 320 square miles, actually larger than the footprint of New York City.
If someone told me Saddam Hussein or bin Laden got a hold of heavy armament and weapons and they were just arbitrarily bombing cities, I'd say, no kidding. That's how they profile. But I never thought a modern army, even though it's Vladimir Putin, would have no problem leveling a city after city, a hospital, apartment buildings, schools on purpose, knowing the whole world is watching with their iPhones, let alone satellite video. That is the lack of ethics and morals of Vladimir Putin. Does it even surprise you they're doing to Ukraine what they did in Grozny and Chechnya?
Well, it doesn't surprise me. What is different is that what you mentioned, that the world is watching in a way that it was not watching in Grozny and Chechnya when they basically demolished the entire city. Depopulated, as the term is, to try to control it. The same that they did in Aleppo in Syria. They just bombed indiscriminately. In fact, sometimes precisely, they would bomb the hospital and then bomb the first responders as well to whittle down their ranks. So again, it's not surprising. But what's different is that every citizen with a smartphone is a news reporter. And it's all being documented. It's all being shown on social media. Again, this is really the first war where you really have so ubiquitous coverage because of social media. It's all going on these different platforms. And again, it's all there to be seen. Individuals like you and your networks just aggregate this and present it to the world. And it is indeed very, very shocking. I mean, at this point, the Russians really, as I mentioned, are stalled. They're doing enormous damage still. But at the end of the day, they seem unable to move forward wherever it is they are, around Kyiv, again, around Kharkiv, down in the southwest and so forth. And the areas they have controlled are going to be miserable because, again, everyone hates those soldiers. It won't be just demonstrations. It's going to be essentially partisan activity. You know, in fact, the Ukrainian partisans make those in World War II the paltry by comparison. They're very, very resourceful, very savvy, very determined. And again, I cannot imagine the context for the Russian soldiers, especially given that so many of them are conscripts whose period of conscription was supposed to end in April and who weren't even told that they were going to be fighting. In fact, some of them thought they would just be doing a victory parade through Kyiv very, very quickly. So this has turned out very, very differently than certainly what the intelligence and military leaders in Moscow must have told Vladimir Putin.
If you don't mind reading between the lines through the interpreter, here's Vladimir Putin yesterday, cut one.
But any people, and even more so the Russian people, will always be able to distinguish true patriots from scum and traitors and simply spit them out like a fly that accidentally flew into the mouth. Spit them out. I am convinced that such a natural and necessary cleansing of society will only strengthen our country.
And he went on, but basically he must be seeing some unrest within his borders, correct?
Well, absolutely. We saw the very well-publicized event where the woman went on television, you know, essentially saying it's lies, all lies, and very courageous, to put it mildly. And the demonstrators who continue to be on the streets, despite being threatened that this will be criminal charges and they'll be thrown in jail, they'll be treated very harshly. But beyond that, he's got to be getting some initial pushback from all of those he empowered to become oligarchs and multi-billionaires who are watching as their yachts, their townhouses in Mayfair and London, and all their other assets, the Chelsea Football Club in the UK and so forth, are being seized, and who are watching their life's work, again, evaporating, and their opportunities to send their kids to school in the UK and go to southern France for vacations, et cetera. These are no longer available to them. And again, their assets are frozen, just as are the financial assets of the Central Bank of Russia. And with, I think it's over 400 companies now have either left their business in Russia or have made plans to. There's a list compiled by a this is stunning.
It is. By the way, General Petraeus, our guest, I'm sure you recognize his voice. Spain has just impounded their third yacht yesterday, one of the big super yachts in Spain. We know a lot of people prefer to live there than Russia. Who would have thought? And number two, the Russians have confirmed a fourth dead general shot in the field. A fourth general, which I know you can relate to. I mean, and we speculated about this last weekend on One Nation, but these generals are forced to go up to the front oftentimes to address an emergency, and they're exposing themselves. I don't know how this guy died, but they have his picture up. They're acknowledging it.
Yeah, this is very, very capable Ukrainian snipers, most likely, who have been enabled by a variety of programs, reportedly from the U.S. intelligence world.
CIA.
And what they have done very effectively is identify the senior leaders who have to come forward because the junior leaders have no initiative, basically. You know, we used to say during the surge in Iraq, promote initiative, figure out what the orders, you know, in the absence of orders, figure out what they should have been and execute aggressively. That's not the culture in the Russian system. And they have no non-commissioned officer corps. The strength of the U.S. military, any professional Western military, is its professional non-commissioned officer corps. They just don't have that. They have young officers that wait to be told what to do. And so senior officers have to go up to find out. And, of course, their communications are jammed. It turned out they only have single channel clear in the open, not secure communications, which is very easy to jam. And the resourceful Ukrainian citizens actually have been doing a lot of that, teams of them with basic police scanners, essentially, unlike our systems, which have frequency hopping secure radios. And so all of this conspires to make it very, very difficult for the Russians to make progress. By the way, they were using their own cell phones for a while, but then Ukrainians resourcefully bumped those numbers off and even turned, I think, off the 3G that they were using for a period of time. So the Russians are actually stealing civilian cell phones from the Ukrainians to try and figure out how to communicate. All of this just adds up to enormous challenges and frustrations for Russian leaders. Those generals are getting out of their vehicles and coming up forward to find out what's going on, and snipers are waiting there to welcome them to Ukraine.
Yeah, I've only got a couple minutes left, but I got to bring you to the talks portion of this. Vladimir Malinsky, a Russian chief negotiator, says Ukraine is offering an Australian or Swedish version of a neutral, demilitarized state, but at the same time a state with its own army and navy. The Ukrainians have denied that. They said, no, we still want to have an option of joining NATO, the European Union. We don't want to demilitarize. But let's say the truth is somewhere in between. Where would you start? And would you start negotiating now, or could you have a better place if you're Ukraine in a couple of weeks?
Well, it's probably going to take a couple of weeks before this is concluded, at the least. And the problem is, in the meantime, it's not just that the Russians are halted on the ground, it's that they're doing enormous destruction, again, from the air and also with artillery, rockets, and missiles. So the pressure is clearly on Ukraine, as well as it is very much mounting on Russia. And in Russia, it's mounting in Moscow. Again, it's the financial system, it's the economy collapsing, it's the pressure on the oligarchs, the individual sanctions, it's companies pulling out, just shutting down their operations. So both sides actually feel an urgency, I'm sure. But certainly being on the counteroffensive, if Ukraine can mount these in some key areas, as we discussed earlier, so say northwest of Kyiv, that'll be very helpful, because what you want is a sense of momentum to drive Russia to reach for an agreement and obviously try to get the best terms that you can. But the pressure is on President Zelensky as well. He knows that the battlefield is capricious. You never know. Mariupol could fall. That's the one large city that has been encircled. Just devastating impact on civilians there. They're burying them in the open trenches in that film that President Zelensky showed yesterday to Congress. I believe that the picture of the mass graves was from Mariupol. So, again, there's huge urgency on the side of Ukraine as well, because the devastation to their infrastructure will be with them for probably for decades to rebuild.
Yeah, the world will rally for that if we just get to that point.
It will.
Yeah, General Petraeus, always an education. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Brian. Thank you.
You got it. Bottom of the hour, we go to Dan Hoffman, the intelligence. What's really going on in Moscow and more? You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you a real estate investor looking to refinance one or more of your properties? Most lenders only work with cookie-cutter W-2 borrowers. At Cash Call Mortgage, we have loans designed specifically for investment properties. We qualify customers based on the cash flow from the investment property. Borrowers can get up to $2.5 million. That's right, $2.5 million. No tax returns or employment verification needed for our investment property loans, and absolutely no lender or broker fees. If you're a real estate investor looking to refinance a mortgage on one or more of your investment properties, give Cash Call Mortgage a try. To see if you qualify, visit cashcallmortgage.com or call now. Call 800-940-4148. That's 800-940-4148. 800-940-4148.
Cash Call Mortgage is a DBA of Impact Mortgage Corp. NMLS ID 128231. Not all applicants will qualify. Equal housing lender. Licensed by California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Residential Mortgage Lending Act License Number 4131083. Not licensed in all states including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Or visit cashcallmortgage.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version of
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
The world showing support for Ukraine makes today's Dean's List. Countless videos of people singing or playing the Ukrainian national anthem are being shared on social media as a way to show people they care. The anthem translates to "Ukraine is not dead yet" from a poem that was later brought to life in song. The anthem has been played at sporting events, concerts, and other gatherings around the world. The song regained popularity during World War II and became the unofficial anthem in Western Ukraine. It eventually became Ukraine's national anthem a little over four decades decades later when the country achieved its independence in 1991. Russia, of course, invaded Ukraine on Thursday, February 24th of 2022. And as the battle between Ukraine and Russia continues, the Ukrainian national anthem has become a trending hashtag on Twitter and other social media platforms. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The date, December 8, 1941.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. For the first time in decades, a case of polio is found in Israel. The Israeli Health Ministry announcing a 4-year-old unvaccinated child from Jerusalem contracted the virus, the first there since 1988. An epidemiological investigation is underway to reach out to people who might have been in close contact because the virus is highly transmissible. The World Health Organization says polio usually only impacts children under 5 years old. It invades the nervous system and can cause paralysis in just a few hours. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention notes that between 2 and 10 out of 100 people who have paralysis from poliovirus infection die because the virus affects the muscles that help them breathe. The CDC adding the virus is usually contracted through the mouth and spreads through contact with feces of an infected person or from sneeze or cough droplets. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Yeah, he wanted to go correct that. That was our own reporter asking twice President Biden, who's just walking through a fundraiser. It looked like a fundraiser anyway. He said, is he a war criminal? He says, yes. Now, that created outrage on Russia's side. Why is it creating outrage? We have video of you shooting at hospitals. We have you bombing out theaters with kids inside. Russia is kids is written in Russian outside so you could see that from surveillance, from the skies. You did it anyway. You're targeting schools and hospitals, taking hostage hospitals hostage, as well as taking over nuclear power plants. Of course you're a war criminal. You guys all are. And I think if this continued this way, you'll all pay the price. Talk about commanders as well as Vladimir Putin and who's ever left of your cabinet. Daniel Hoffman next. Don't move.
This is your Mortgage Minute, brought to you by Mortgage Matt with Megastar Financial.
Hey, Mortgage Matt here with Megastar Financial. Now is an amazing time to buy. Interest rates have been lower than they have ever been, but the thing that's different about this refinance boom is house prices are up and they're continuing to appreciate. For every 1% that interest rates go down, you qualify for 10% more on your buying power. In the midst of this digital age, there is still great value in having a person that can hear about your situation and come up with the best mortgage plan, loan type for your particular circumstance. There is great value in meeting with a lender who is local that you can meet with face-to-face. Please feel free to give me a call. I'd love to set up a time to meet and figure out the best game plan for your situation.
To learn more about your home buying options, contact Mortgage Matt. Call 999-9000, Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage lender. NMLS 1162668.
Oh,
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Moment in History by KCNR Radio. In February 1850, Shasta County was created as one of the California's original 27 counties. In September of that same year, California was admitted into the Union, meaning that Shasta County was even older than the state of California. Before Shasta County was named, Shasta residents held a town meeting in the middle of Main Street and named their town Shasta, presumably because Mount Shasta could be seen from the hills of the town. Originally, Mount Shasta was within Shasta County, but is now part of Siskiyou County. The original Shasta County included a major portion of Northern California, including Mount Shasta, and all the territory that later became Modoc, Lassen, and Siskiyou counties, as well as parts of the present-day Plumas and Tehama counties. Contributed by Dottie Smith.
Generational hatred, what he's doing right now. And if I had to write a book on this campaign right now and title it, it would be out of the Forrest Gump movie, Stupid Is as Stupid Does. Shelling those cities is just absolutely stupid right now because, one, he's creating rubble, and you never want to fight in rubbleized cities. He's getting absolute hatred of the Ukrainian people, and it just makes no sense to me. He's not going to take Kyiv. It's a huge city. It's a 2,000-year-old city, and they're not going to give up. They're just not going to quit on him. I think it's reaching a point right now, if this was a prize fight, Putin's losing on points.
No kidding. And General Kellogg knows he's been fantastic on this, as Daniel Hoffman, former CIA station chief, served in Moscow, Iraq, Pakistan, South Asia, and Europe. Dan, welcome back. Do you agree with General Kellogg?
Yeah, I do, but it's still a very perilous time for Ukraine, and I just fear that Vladimir Putin is going to escalate further. He's striking these civilian targets, including that drama theater in Mariupol, and Putin's in it to win. You know, there's no off-ramp for him. There might be an off-ramp for his inner circle and his military, but I just don't see one. This is Putin's war, and it's a war of atrocities.
What about the way he profiles makes you think that it's limitless how much he's willing to do in order to win? What makes you think that?
Well, I think that's one of the key questions for the intelligence community supporting President Biden. Right now, we need to know Vladimir Putin's plans and intentions. Would he, for example, choose to use chemical weapons? He enabled Syria to do that way back in 2015. Would he do that on Ukraine? Russia does not have a no-first-use policy. Would they use tactical nuclear weapons? I think right now I would say the likelihood of either of those scenarios is low. But at the same time, Vladimir Putin is desperate, and he is lashing out very much at his own inner circle. He's concerned about the fact that he came to power promising there would be stability and economic prosperity. Well, he's driven Russia's economy back to what it was in the 1998 crash or worse. And that coupled with Russia's losses on the battlefield really present a problem for him.
I just can't believe that in the 21st century with a modern army, it's okay to blow up a hospital, schools, retirement villages, take a nuclear power plant hostage, make the workers work 500 hours a week, whatever they're doing. I mean, and they're surprised that President Biden casually said, I think he's a war criminal. They were insulted by that. Is that a game? Do they not realize they are going through the medieval style of warfare?
So Vladimir Putin, this is about a major series of just errors, miscalculations on his part. He underestimated Ukraine's will and capacity to fight. He underestimated President Zelensky, who is like the great communicator of the 21st century. And he underestimated, frankly, Brian, the commitment of the free press to go to Ukraine and cover the stories and show us the pictures of the residential areas and the hospitals and the schools and the civilians who've been killed. Look at, they are in harm's way. I can tell you when I deployed to war zones, I had a Glock and an M4 and body armor and a quick reaction force. The journalists are on the X. They're there reporting. We lost two. We lost Pierre and Sasha. God rest their souls. Benjamin Hall was gravely injured. The press has risen to this challenge, and it's so extraordinary. You know, they are preventing Vladimir Putin from distorting or obliterating the truth of this humanitarian catastrophe, which is the worst we've seen on this continent since World War II.
I want you to hear what this guy, I want you to hear what the President Zelensky said yesterday, a little bit from his message about what's at stake and how he's done a brilliant job of not saying this is about me, help my country, help me. He's saying, I'm fighting for all of you. This is a fight we're all in. Cut nine.
Nobody knows whether it may have already started and what is the possibility of this war if Ukraine will fall, in case Ukraine will fall. It's very hard to say. And we've seen this 80 years ago when the Second World War has started. And there were similar tragedies in the history. Nobody would be able to predict when the full-scale war would start and how it will end and who will put an end to that. In any case, the wars tend to end up in millions of people lost. People die in millions of buildings destroyed. Now we have different technologies, nuclear weapons. In this case, we have the whole civilization at stake.
And he's trying to say to NBC Nightly News, he's trying to say, guys, you know, we're fighting here. This could spread quickly if we don't stop him here. Do you see that as overstatement to get his own aims, or do you think he's on the money?
He's 100% on the money. He's on the front lines defending democracy and freedom and liberty, all the things that we hold near and dear in the West, especially in the United States. I thought President Zelensky was so eloquent yesterday. He invoked Pearl Harbor and 9/11 when we were attacked from the skies, and now that's what's happening to Ukraine. If we don't stand up for Ukraine and for Ukraine's fight for democracy, and look what Ukraine is giving up. We've got just regular citizens grabbing whatever arms they can find to defend their nation from Russia's onslaught. And make no mistake, this is not a fair fight, or at least it shouldn't have been. The Russians have a far superior military capability. Against those odds, Ukraine refuses to give in and capitulate. And President Zelensky is in harm's way. He's in Kyiv right now. Mercenaries have reportedly sought to kill him. At least there have been at least three serious attempts on his life. And he's there with his moment, you know, very reminiscent of Prime Minister Winston Churchill back during World War II, stayed in London during the bombing. He's giving his people hope and inspiration, and he's also mobilized the West. This is, frankly, less about President Biden or, frankly, President Trump's strong-arm tactics with NATO. Zelensky's been the one who's mobilized NATO, mobilized the West, Finland, Sweden, Switzerland even, to stand up for what matters, democracy. That's an extraordinary achievement on his part.
So there was a story today that the CIA has been training the Ukrainians to fight a guerrilla war since 2014-15, and the tactics of combining their assault with sniper fire along with the Stinger and the Javelin missiles, they seem very organized. And I think that's why the big story today is the pushback by the Ukrainians to try to push the Russians off the rims of these major cities. Do you know anything about this training that would have taken place?
Yeah, so that, if it did take place, it's super secret, and the guy who wrote about it, I think it's Zach Dorfman from Yahoo, that's kind of a expose on his part. And usually for CIA, the secret of our success is just that, the secret of our success. And, would the CIA work with our close partners overseas, including on paramilitary operations? Did we do that in Afghanistan and Iraq? Well, we just might have. And did Ukraine need this sort of support? Well, they might have. And we're seeing on the battlefield right now, look, the work is done by the Ukrainians themselves. They deserve the credit. But this is a story that may someday come to light in more detail. And if it does, that'll be kind of an interesting part of the story. But make no mistake, this is all about the Ukrainians stepping up and doing what they can. We haven't done enough, Brian. That's the part that bothers me. It's hard. I would hope it's hard for the Biden administration and the president himself to put his head to the pillow at night if he asks himself, have we done enough? Where are the MiGs? Where are the S-300s? Okay, you don't want to do a no-fly zone because you're afraid of a potential kinetic engagement with Russian Air Force. But give Ukraine the ability to have their own air defense system and their own essentially no-fly zone with more military equipment from the United States. We're failing to do that, and I think history will not be kind to us if we don't stand up in Ukraine, and as Zelensky noted, the world's moment right now where democracy's on the line. And I've said, many times, Ukraine is, and Taiwan, they're the fault lines in this century's ideological struggle between authoritarianism and democracy. And, this is time for the United States to lead. We are the leader of the free world. We got to start acting like it.
What do you think the way I want you first to hear Tom Cotton. He served in the infantry. He's got a law degree from Yale. Cut 16.
President Biden, once again, is on the back foot. He needs to be where President Zelensky urged him to be today, which is leading the world in helping Ukraine fight for their own freedom. This goes back for months, so, Laura. You have had President Biden, who's continually been a day late and a dollar short, whether he's dragged along by the bravery and the courage that the Ukrainian army has displayed, or by members of Congress, and frankly, by members of Congress in both parties in many cases. I mean, just look today. They announced the transfer of $800 million of weapons to Ukraine. That's welcome. Should have been done a month ago or 2 months ago, and it's still just a fraction of what Congress proposed last week. Look, the Ukrainian people and army have proven that they are capable of fighting the Russians.
And, just to give people an idea, 2,000 Javelin missiles, 1,000 light anti-armor weapons, 6,000 AT-4 anti-armor systems, 100 tactical unmanned aerial systems, 100 grenade launchers, 5,000 rifles, 1,000 pistols, 400 machine guns, 20 million rounds of small arms ammo, grenade launchers and mortar rounds, 25,000 sets of body armor, 25,000 helmets. And I guess his point and your point is, why aren't they there already? We had so much time to put a number of MiGs in there. Why are people just coming to reality now? My answer is probably they thought Zelensky was going to be dead and Ukraine was going to be steamed over.
Well, the sad story of American foreign policy, and I can tell you I lived this, and it was very, very hard, is that we have tilted towards Russia since going back to the Obama administration's reset policy in 2008, when just right after Russia had launched a massive cyber attack on Estonia and invaded and occupied Georgia. I at the time, I was asking senior officials at the State Department, like, how could we be doing a reset policy? That is not the message we should be sending to Vladimir Putin. But I'll tell you something else about this administration. Yes, history will not be kind to them, because a year ago, when Russia had 70,000 troops on the border, we gave Vladimir Putin a summit instead of giving Ukraine the weapons they needed. Again, a tilt towards Russia, the thought that we could negotiate with the Russians, which was not ultimately the right decision. We should have at least, taken out an insurance policy and delivered Ukraine a lot of military equipment a year ago. But that's history. Looking at today, the other thing President Biden needs to be doing, in addition to the military equipment, in addition to humanitarian assistance, look, Mariupol's been without food, water, and electricity for 2 weeks. That's a big deal. We need to get them humanitarian assistance. But President Biden needs to get up on the bully pulpit and address our nation more eloquently and the Russian people. Tell the Russians what's going on. Tell them this is Vladimir Putin's war. I don't think there's an off-ramp for Vladimir Putin. He's barreling down the highways of, towards Kyiv and Ukraine's other major cities and destroying everything in its wake. But there should be an off-ramp for the Russian military. There should be an off-ramp for the Russian Putin's inner circle, so they know there's an opportunity for them to break away. The president can say it publicly. Stop fighting. This is Vladimir Putin's war. He needs, and Russia needs to stop fighting. Drop your arms. Go home. And that's the only way that we're going to have a settlement. I think we need to be clear. What is our mission? Is it a neutral Ukraine? I don't think so. Is it Ukraine dismembered where they don't have Crimea and the Donbass? I also don't think that's right. Is it Ukraine never, ever being able to join NATO? Also, that's up for Ukraine to decide. So the president should engage with President Zelensky and just announce, what is our mission here? What are we doing? What is the end state that we want? It's too amorphous right now, and that doesn't help. Ultimately, it doesn't help us. It doesn't help the Russians. We're starting to see cracks in Putin's propaganda machine. You saw that brave Russian editor at Channel One News in Russia, Marina Ovsyannikova, who stood behind the anchor. Imagine that. Imagine somebody stand behind the anchor there protesting the war. She was arrested, detained, and fined. But, we're seeing protests in Russia. That's potentially what's going to give us an off-ramp for this crisis.
So here is the Russian journalist you just mentioned on another network, Marina. How do you say her last name again?
Ovsyannikova. It's not an easy one. I'll tell you
you
that.
You are good
at
all those
things. Complicated last name, my friend.
You make. You don't need you don't need vowels, which is pretty amazing, Dan. Cut 28. Mm-hmm.
As far as I can see on the internet, some of my colleagues have begun to resign from federal TV channels, and I think this is becoming a public demonstration because many are feeling a disconnect between the reality and what we say on air.
Wow, it's pretty amazing that she didn't get jail time yet. Anyway, she went to court, and I guess she got a day or two. I also see that Griner, that outstanding women's basketball player, multiple gold medalist, has her detention for possession of hash oil extended till May 19th. So they're not giving on that either.
No.
Dan, final thought. I love what you said at the end. This is not the time to say stop, keep the Donbass, keep Crimea, and call it a day. We'll be neutral like Finland and Sweden. You're saying no. Go for total freedom. Get your area back.
Yes. That's the only thing that we can be doing. And anything less would be just dishonoring all of those Ukrainian civilians who have been killed in Russia's onslaught, not to mention the Ukrainian military, which is fighting so courageously.
Got it. Dan Hoffman, thanks so much. Great perspective.
All right. Cheers.
1-866-408-7669. We'll be back with your calls in a moment. Don't move.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Are you a real estate investor looking to refinance one or more of your properties? Most lenders only work with cookie-cutter W-2 borrowers. At Cash Call Mortgage, we have loans designed specifically for investment properties. We qualify customers based on the cash flow from the investment property. Borrowers can get up to $2.5 million. That's right, $2.5 million. No tax returns or employment verification needed for our investment property loans, and absolutely no lender or broker fees. If you're a real estate investor looking to refinance a mortgage on one or more of your investment properties, give Cash Call Mortgage a try. To see if you qualify, visit cashcallmortgage.com or call now. Call 800-940-4148. That's 800-940-4148. 800-940-4148.
Cash Call Mortgage is a DBA of Impact Mortgage Corp. NMLS ID 128231. Not all applicants will qualify. Equal housing lender. Licensed by California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Residential Mortgage Lending Act License Number 413-1083. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Or visit cashcallmortgage.com.
I need four more of their biscuit carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DinoVite.com.
2 weeks after he started Dinovite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Dinovite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. As spring and summer travel season get underway, be prepared to pay more for your car rentals. Rental car companies and analysts say they expect shortages to continue in the coming months due to global chip crunches and other supply chain constraints. However, there are some things you can do in advance to secure an affordable vehicle, like start booking early and call companies directly if they don't appear to have any inventory, or check listings through a car share service such as Turo and use discounts. AAA, AARP, and Costco are among the companies that offer programs that can provide members with discounts and track prices. Rental car rates change over time and even throughout the day. Travelers can use a service like AutoSlash, which notifies them if there's a price drop. And try looking into a car sharing service, but closely check out insurance coverage before booking. And check off airport sites. You might find more availability if you're flexible with your pickup location. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Paul Dano, a.k.a. The Riddler, and Jeffrey Wright, who plays Lieutenant James Gordon in The Batman.
In his mind, he's not a villain, right? So it was important that it's not just nature that this guy was born a psycho, but that he actually comes from this Gotham, that the nurture that he didn't receive in this broken city is one of the driving forces behind who he is and was and what he felt like and who he becomes.
It's mystery. It's mystery within the midst of a city that seems very much that it's like a city familiar to us outside the cinema. The ways in which he wove into the script and into the film, social dynamics, subtle political dynamics, all of this is where Gordon finds himself, trying to make his way through all of that, through the class tensions that exist within that.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Nobody knows whether it may have already started and what is the possibility of this war if Ukraine will fall, in case Ukraine will fall. Nobody would be able to predict when the full-scale war would start and how it will end and who will put an end to that.
That is a little more of Zelensky's one-on-one interview at NBC with Lester Holt, talking about why this is more and try to broaden this out, why this is more than just a fight, Ukraine against Russia. And also, I think it's important to point out that the president of Ukraine, even though he's in a battle zone and his city, the capital, is being shelled right now, address the Bundestag in Germany, the parliament. Think about this. They've come a long way. And he praised them on that. He says, I was thankful, but he was also quite critical. He says, the German hesitancy for EU membership, allowing them to join the EU, is problematic. He reminded the Germans about crimes of Nazi Germany in World War II to the Ukrainian people. Keep in mind, when they fought with the USSR, they lost 8 million people. We think World War II is cataclysmic because we lost 500 to maybe 600,000. Can you imagine losing 8 million people? Also, good news, I think. Germany is now in Norway trying to cut different oil and gas deals, new ones with Norway. Germany looking to get off Russian oil and gas right away. I mean, who would think a president from the Green Party, would suddenly wake up and say, you can have my heavy weaponry. You can allow Estonia and Latvia and all the other Baltic nations to transport heavy weaponry over your land when you initially denied it. And now you're saying, I'm going to get off Russian oil and gas. Part of that I understand culturally, and I read this, and you tell me if it's true, if you really know the German culture, is they felt so guilty about World War II, they wanted to prove to the Soviet Union, now Russia, that they are no longer interested in doing anything like that again, that they saw it setting up this relationship would assuage those thoughts and worries and make everyone trust Germany again. Instead, we found out we can't trust Russia. Don't forget to trust me watching One Nation, 8 o'clock on Saturday.
Are you a real estate investor looking to refinance one or more of your properties? Most lenders only work with cookie-cutter W-2 borrowers. At Cash Call Mortgage, we have loans designed specifically for investment properties. We qualify customers based on the cash flow from the investment property. Borrowers can get up to $2.5 million. That's right, $2.5 million. No tax returns or employment verification needed for our investment property loans, and absolutely no lender or broker fees. If you're a real estate investor looking to refinance a mortgage on one or more of your investment properties, give Cash Call Mortgage a try. To see if you qualify, visit cashcallmortgage.com or call now. Call 800-940-4148. That's 800-940-4148. 800-940-4148.
Cash Call Mortgage is a DBA of Impact Mortgage Corp. NMLS ID 128231. Not all applicants will qualify. Equal housing lender. Licensed by California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Residential Mortgage Lending Act License Number 413-1083. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro. Ukraine's president has harsh words for Russia and its leader.
The time has come to restore territorial integrity and justice for Ukraine. Otherwise, Russia's costs will be so high that you'll not be able to rise again for several generations. This was Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's message to Russian President Vladimir Putin. The remarks came after Moscow held a mass rally in support of its bogged-down forces. In his overnight video address, Zelensky accused the Kremlin of deliberately creating a human catastrophe. Meanwhile, fighting throughout Ukraine continued. Several Kiev suburbs such as Irpin, Hostomel and Bucha were under fire, and the city of Slavutich, over 100 miles north of the capital, was apparently completely isolated by Russian forces.
Karen Chamas reporting. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson will face sharp questions from Republican lawmakers this coming week when she takes to the Hill in her Senate confirmation hearing. Some Republicans say the judge has a record of what they say is defending terrorists, and they plan to raise questions about it on Monday, or beginning on Monday. Meanwhile, a Marine V-22 Osprey's crashed during a training flight in Norway, leaving four U.S. Marines dead.
Norway's prime minister said the soldiers were taking part in the NATO exercise Cold Response during harsh weather when their plane went down Friday night. He tweets, quote, "Our deepest sympathies go to the soldiers' families, relatives, and fellow soldiers in their unit." This year, the annual NATO drills include about 30,000 troops, 220 aircraft, and 50 vessels from 27 countries. Also taking part this year, non-NATO members, Finland and Sweden. Bob Agner reporting.
A Virginia newspaper reporter caught in the crossfire, one of two people killed during a shootout outside a restaurant early Saturday morning in Norfolk, Virginia. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Now, almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A message for the Russian people and Vladimir Putin from Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The film star and former California governor is very popular in Russia, and in a video posted on social media, he sets the record straight about the invasion. He tells the Russians their government lied to them about the invasion, and he saves some of the most pointed remarks for Putin himself, telling him directly he started the war and he can end it. Putin's social media accounts say he follows fewer than 24 people in the world. One of those he does follow, you guessed it, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Jason Walker reporting.
China's national health authorities reporting two COVID deaths, the first recorded rise in the death toll since January of 21 as the country battles an Omicron-driven surge. Check out more breaking news. Read the best analysis at townhall.com. California preparing for a third dry year.
Drought-stricken and California is facing another year of parched conditions and pleas for conservation as the winter comes to a close with little of the hoped for rain and snow. The wet December, the dumped snow in the mountains fueled optimism as 2022 began, but the state may end this month with the distinction of the driest January through March in at least a century. State water officials are preparing to tell major urban and agricultural water agencies that they will get even less water from state supplies than the small amount they were promised to start the year. Patrick Foss reporting.
Parts of Antarctica hit temperatures 70 degrees warmer than normal on Friday, and at the same time, parts of the Arctic were 50 degrees warmer than normal, which stunned scientists. Scientists say, though, what's happening in Antarctica, where records were smashed, probably is a freak weather event and not climate change. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
From
top Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show coming to you from crime-ravaged New York City, prepared and probably having the St. Patrick's Day Parade right now, first time in 2 years. It's such a big holiday. I think it's bigger here than Ireland. Maybe Boston's bigger, but the city's bigger. We'll see how they party and see if I'm serious. There is more homeless, and the thing is about homeless, there was a time when someone was homeless, and you go, wow, this person hit bad luck. There's more violent homeless than I've seen in my lifetime here, and I lived in L.A. for a while. So we'll talk to Steve Harrigan about real violence and real risk, and that's happened, as you know, in Ukraine right now, probably the most dangerous place on the planet. He survived it. Our crew got hit. We lost two lives, and we have Benjamin Hall struggling for his, but he seems to be stabilized and out of the country. And then Admiral James Stavridis, he was a former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three. Here at home, the toll of the war is having an ever greater impact on the U.S. economy with soaring inflation and gas prices.
Meanwhile, that war in Ukraine having quite the impact here at home, where just about everything is costing more these days.
They are blaming Biden for rising gas prices. Meanwhile, guess who gets off scot-free? Not just Putin, but the big oil and gas companies.
How'd they pull that off? Totally vilifying the wrong people. Media on board accepting the Democratic blame game, blaming inflation and gas and oil prices on Vladimir Putin. But are the American people buying that? Oh, yeah. And what do you think about those high prices? Who is to blame about that? Well, those are oil and gas companies. Go figure.
Number two.
I think Taiwan is certainly watching that. I'm confident that the Xi Jinping's not only watching what's going on in Ukraine today, but he's watching us sit at a table in Vienna while the Russians are killing innocent women and children.
It's just crazy. And sitting at Vienna trying to get an Iranian deal they know they're going to cheat on, that we're not even dealing directly with them. China. As President Biden and President Xi are scheduled to talk, there are reports that China was planning on taking Taiwan this fall. But what does the Russian ill-fated invasion and newfound pariah status do to that plan?
Number one.
But any people, and even more so the Russian people, will always be able to distinguish true patriots from scum and traitors. I am convinced that such a natural and necessary cleansing of society will only strengthen our country.
Really? That's Vladimir Putin. No ground gained. That's the story in the Russian war of choice versus Ukraine. Russia is haphazardly, barbarically bombing cities from afar, aiming for schools, hospitals, apartment buildings. Meanwhile, there's an effective counter from Ukraine. And more help might be on the way in terms of actual weaponry. With me right now, Steve Harrigan, saw it up close and personal before, after, and just recently got out. Steve, glad you're okay. What do you think from afar about this war and how are we covering it?
It's hard to shake it, Brian. It's hard to shake the sadness of it. The pictures keep coming in, and civilians are getting killed. We know it. Personally, now we lost two of our own and one injured. So I think we're really feeling the pain and the sadness. Even if we're safe over here in the U.S., it's just agony watching civilians, old people, get hit by the Russians.
Purposely. When we do it, there's an accident, an investigation, people are fired, vilified, trials. Here it's an intention, it seems, Steve.
It's deliberate. It's terror. It's trying to crush them with very crude weapons that kill civilians and military alike. It's, you know, we're just watching it day after day. This is week three now, Brian.
Do you think, from what you can tell us, Steve, about how Benjamin Hall and his crew, Pierre and Sasha, were they targeted?
I don't know the details, but, you know, Pierre is, you know, I dreamed about him last night. I was with him in a lot of different places. I was with Pierre Zach in Ukraine, Congo, Libya, Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Venezuela. He was the best. Sometimes you're around people and they're better than you, and it might bother you, but the way he had with people and his kindness, he was better than me, and I just like to watch him in action.
So he was a cameraman, but he was also a producer. He knew how to handle tumultuous situations, had a great way about him.
He did everything. He was running the show over there with fixers, with money, with hotels, with logistics. And he was careful, and he was not a cowboy. He'd been in so many bad places. And he's the guy you want to be with because he's calm, he's compassionate, he's orderly. I mean, the guy was a force, and it's a real blow. I really feel this personally, like so many people at Fox do today.
Absolutely. And Benjamin Hall, I hear that he's stable right now, and they've managed to get him out of the country?
I saw him before he went in. I came out, and he was going in, and I asked him, did security, you know, did they try and scare you? Did they give you the word? He said, oh, yeah. He knew what he was going into. I spoke to him. He had no doubts about what he was going into. There are people who work at this company who are willing to put their life on the line, a lot of them, to try and do the story. And he had no doubts about what he was doing. And I looked at him and just thought, wow, there he goes. You know, this is a brave guy who knows what he wants to do.
You know, it's also interesting, and I never thought about it really until this news came out, this tragic news came out, is that you're embedded not with the American forces. You're not also embedded with the one that was more powerful. You're embedded with the Ukrainian, sometimes civilians, in a hotel, hardly a bastion of security. What was that like, not being guarded by American troops?
You know, it's easy to think about, oh, it's a war zone like other war zones. This is a war zone that's different than other war zones. Because, first of all, when it comes to power, you're on the wrong side. You're on the side without the air power. You know, if you're going to embed, you want to be on the side with air power so you don't get bombed. But on the other hand, the stronger side in this, the Russians, are indiscriminate. Not only do they have sophisticated weapons, but they are targeting civilians and they are creating terror. The other factor about this war zone that makes it different is that all kinds of people are being armed. There's basically been a call from the Ukrainian government, come over here from any country, we're going to arm you. The Russians doing the same. So there's the chance of a mishap, the chance of an accident, the chance of someone nervous without discipline just firing away at you in a soft shell vehicle is astronomically higher in this kind of a war zone.
So right now, we're seeing reports of a mini counteroffensive by the Ukrainians. They have not lost one major city outside Kherson, and I hear there's some protests in that city even today. So the Russians' answer is just try to flatten everything. Is time on either side's side?
I think you're right that the strategy now is just to flatten it as the world watches. And the behavior of the Ukrainian forces, military and civilian, has been remarkable. You know, we're putting, the U.S. and others are putting the weapons in their hands, these Javelin, you know, anti-tank missiles that can be fired by one person. But it takes the courage of that one person to go up against a tank at fairly close range, and they are doing it. So they are holding off. No major cities really, other than where you mentioned, have been taken. This is 3 weeks now they haven't taken Ukraine. The timeline for Russia, their economy has been hurt. But Putin is not, in my view, having seen him flatten other cities, he's not going to stop until Ukraine is flattened.
But he seems to be, and again, I'm susceptible to reports, he seems to be running out of troops and running out of armament. If that is true about China asking for money and arms, that shows a desperation. The fact that he's asking Syrians and maybe Hezbollah to come back and help him, that could show his desperation. I think you know this. April 1st is conscription day. That's when a lot of people no longer have to serve after their year, and a whole bunch of others sign up and go to war. There might be a chance in Russia. These guys are not going to show up.
I think both sides are racing against the clock. I think Ukraine is racing just to survive, to hold out in basements, and to defend especially their capital, and they've been heroic in doing that. Russia is facing different problems, men and manpower, pressure from people, and economic pressure. A lot of people over there, the middle class, has lost a ton of money, and people are fleeing the country. So, you know, it's really both sides are up against the clock, and which side has the endurance to hold out. The one factor, I think, that is a stable factor that you can't bet against is Putin is going to keep going. Putin doesn't care about civilian casualties. Putin wants to crush Ukraine. He wants to crush that capital. That's a factor that I believe is unchanging.
So the only thing that would change is if he starts losing ground, right?
Right. If people rise up against him in the cities, if the middle class rises up against him in protest, if the mothers of dead soldiers rise up against him, But that's a longer-term issue, I think. I think, you know, for another 3 weeks, another 2 months, he can continue to pound away and kill civilians.
Right, and see if he pays the price, too, because if you see some of these numbers. The U.S. is saying that he's lost 7,000 people. The Ukrainians say 13,500. So that's pretty significant. Here's his remarks yesterday as translated, cut one.
But any people, and even more so the Russian people, will always be able to distinguish true patriots from scum and traitors and simply spit them out like a fly that accidentally flew into the mouth. Spit them out. I am convinced that such a natural and necessary cleansing of society will only strengthen our country.
He's angry. He's using Stalin-like terms. He's talking about cleansing. He's also seems to be talking about the domestic situation, right?
And this is scary talk. You know, there's been a lot of talk about Nazis in this war, a lot of accusations from the Russian side that the Ukrainians, you know, have a past history supporting the Nazis. If anyone is talking like a Nazi today, if anyone is talking like Hitler today, it's Vladimir Putin. He's talking about purification and cleansing of the Russian people. That's got to scare the entire world.
Here is Keith Kellogg about what you just said, leveling these cities and how it's just not good strategy. Cut 18.
He is creating generational hatred, what he's doing right now. And if I had to write a book on this campaign right now and title it, it would be out of the Forrest Gump movie, Stupid Is as Stupid Does. Shelling those cities is just absolutely stupid right now because, one, he's created rubble, and you never want to fight in rubbleized cities. He's getting absolute hatred of the Ukrainian people. And it just makes no sense to me. He's not going to take Kyiv. It's a huge city. It's a 2,000-year-old city. And they're not going to give up. They're just not going to quit on him. I think it's reaching a point right now, if this was a prize fight, Putin's losing on points.
Do you want to challenge him on any of those points?
You know, he's right on a lot, and he knows more than I do. He's right on generational hatred, and he's right on rubble. A much smaller example of this, about 1/40th the size, was Chechnya, where he rubbled the city of Grozny, 400,000, not 3 million. But 20 years later, you have to ask yourself, did this brutal strategy of slaughter and rubble work? And in Chechnya, the war is over. He's in control. He's got his strongman in place. On a minor scale, without help from Europe or the West or the U.S., it worked in Chechnya. I believe that he thinks it can work again in Ukraine.
Do you think he's surprised on any level on how inefficient, and I'm being kind, his military has been?
I think he's surprised, unnerved, unhinged, and furious. He's arresting some of his own top generals for their behavior. This is what happens when you've had yes men around you for 20 years and they tell you what you want to hear. When you're actually in the fight and you don't have enough gasoline or food for your soldiers and they're getting slaughtered by Ukrainians, and they told you it was going to take 2 days, you're furious.
Right. Four generals, we understand, are dead. They even have the pictures. And as I just talked to General Petraeus, it's like it's very unusual to have a general this susceptible. But a lot of times they have forced to go to the front lines to find out what the problem is or show them exactly what to do. And they're getting killed, almost like the British in the 1770s. I want you to hear, talk about courageous. This is Marina Ostyanikova. It's a tough one for me, not for you. I know you got a history in Russia. This is that journalist that stood up with the picture, that sign. She did an interview with CNN, which means she's out. The sign that said, don't believe what you're hearing about the war. Cut 26.
You are an ordinary Russian woman who worked for state television. You have two children. What on earth made you do this? How did you decide to do it?
You know, I decided to do it spontaneously, but the decision was brewing for quite a long time. You know, lately I have been feeling a cognitive dissonance more and more between my beliefs and what we say on air. It was a growing sense of dissatisfaction that kept increasing every year, and the war was the point of no return, when it was simply impossible to stay silent. And I realized that I would either need to do something or we will reach a point of no return, and it will be more and more difficult to do anything.
Can you put in perspective, Steve, how much guts that took to say, to go do what she did, and the fact that she's out, does it surprise you?
It surprises me that she's out. It surprises me that she's breathing. You get to moments in these upheavals where people lose their fear and they don't care what happens to them. And it's amazing to see. A lot of people have left state media. But there's two points here that I would get at. One is state media is incredibly effective. If you control a TV station, you can brainwash a lot of people, especially older people, who just don't see the war or who see it as an attack by NATO and the West trying to bring down Russia. A lot of people believe that. The other thing here is by this woman's behavior, you got to remember that there's Putin and then there's the Russian people. And there's a lot of Russian people who are just being dragged along by this government and a lot willing to stand up against it despite the risk.
And with Ukraine so close and with so many relationships so real between these two nations, ask Vladimir Putin how close they are, I'm wondering how long they can successfully lock up Facebook, lock up their TV networks, and really expect the truth not to get out. I understand there's a bunch of organizations texting individuals in Russia, trying to flood the zone. I think Instagram might still be up with what they say is the truth in the war. I mean, could that be one thing to, I mean, they've already been, they say, arrests of between 14 and 17,000, and they're supposed to get 10 years in prison for protesting the government. You see how angry he is. Final thoughts, Steve, on where you think the Russian, how much power the Russian people could have in this?
You know, I think there's a bright light from all this evil and slaughter. And the bright light is a dictator who's been in charge for 20 years, terrorized the world, with aspirations to terrorize more of it, is going to be brought down by his own arrogance.
That's your prediction?
Yes.
Steve Harrigan, thanks so much. Glad you're okay. Do you have plans to go back?
Yeah, I think it's going to last a while, and I think I'll go back. I would really like to go to Russia and watch that guy slowly be taken down by the Russian people.
I don't think they're going to be happy to see you, but you'll go in anyway. Steve Harrigan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. 1-866-408-7669. What an account that is. Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Are you a real estate investor looking to refinance one or more of your properties? Most lenders only work with cookie-cutter W-2 borrowers. At Cash Call Mortgage, we have loans designed specifically for investment properties. We qualify customers based on the cash flow from the investment property. Borrowers can get up to $2.5 million. That's right, $2.5 million. No tax returns or employment verification needed for our investment property loans, and absolutely no lender or broker fees. If you're a real estate investor looking to refinance a mortgage on one or more of your investment properties, give Cash Call Mortgage a try. To see if you qualify, visit cashcallmortgage.com or call now. Call 800-940-4148. That's 800-940-4148. 800-940-4148.
Cash Call Mortgage is a DBA of Impact Mortgage Corp. NMLS ID 128231. Not all applicants will qualify. Housing lender, licensed by California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Residential Mortgage Lending Act, license number 413-1083. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Or visit cashcallmortgage.com.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
President Biden says he intends to run for re-election. And while former President Trump hasn't said it directly, he's certainly strongly suggested as much. The thing is, there isn't much of an appetite for a 2020 presidential rematch. 40% of voters in our Fox News national survey want Trump to run again. Fewer, 32%, want Biden on the ballot in 2024. And there's hardly any overlap between those two groups. Just 8% want both Biden and Trump as our next presidential candidates. The desire for them to run is higher, but still less than stellar among the party faithful. 68% of Republicans are keen for Trump to run again. For Biden, it's just 55% among Democrats. Among independents, less than one-third wants to see either Trump or Biden on the ballot again. It's clearly not a matchup voters are craving. Feed your survey appetite at foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your poll.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Elsie Fisher and Sarah Yarkin of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, a direct sequel to the original film, which is now streaming on Netflix.
What is the filming experience on something like this? Are there bizarre and kind of surreal moments when you're in it? Is it very needed to have some lighter moments when you're not filming? Like, okay, cut for the day, let's go watch a comedy.
I think there's a lot of decompression, for sure. There is a lot of on-set shenanigans, too. Very, very fun.
Super rigorous, both emotionally and physically. And I know there were nights Elsie and I were, I would say, both going crazy and keeping...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Doing terrible bits and jokes. When you do have Leatherface, Michael Myers, Ghostface, what's the villain wish list matchup now? Because there have been crossovers in the past.
I do almost think maybe Michael Myers and Leatherface. So I think that would be really funny for them to have like a little like moment where they're like, oh my God, you're just like me.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1989, the Soviet Union leaves Afghanistan.
General Boris Grumov crossed the bridge over the Amu Darya River. This was the final act in the withdrawal of all Soviet armed forces and services from the Republic of Afghanistan.
The government has to show clearly it has abandoned the old Stalinist class struggle approach.
Banishment for life for Pete Rose from baseball is the sad end of a sorry episode.
I gambled on other sports other than baseball. I never gambled on baseball, but I think I'm being punished pretty severely.
So the Oakland A's take a 2-1 lead.
Jim Baker, once one of this nation's most powerful televangelists, now faces a lifetime in prison.
300 East Berliners are climbing over the metal fence here towards the Berlin Wall.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. The best is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. Went a little long with Steve, but to get that firsthand account of life in Kyiv is pretty amazing, especially when a guy's been in so many war zones. The first time we got him in a war zone, he was in Afghanistan. He switched from CNN to Fox, and we had our first foreign correspondent. You're talking about 2001, when Fox was just getting on his feet, only around for 5 years, used to more domestic issues like the Clinton dress mess and the election mess. Coming up next, Admiral James Stavridis. How has NATO come together as compared to when he was there? Also, what's the next step in this war? He was plotting out. He did not think Zelensky was going to be able to hold out in the nation's capital. He's done more than that.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Reading is already heating up. Book your travel now to the Pacific Northwest with Alaska Airlines and enjoy daily nonstop service from Reading to Seattle. You can enjoy a cool weekend in Seattle or connect with Alaska Airlines to anywhere in the world with the One World Alliance. Dreaming about that Alaskan cruise? Fly direct and sail away. At Alaska Air, they care a lot. Check out great places to travel and book your next trip now at alaskaair.com/Reading.
talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Nobody knows whether it may have already started and what is the possibility of this war if Ukraine will fall, in case Ukraine will fall. Nobody would be able to predict when the full-scale war would start and how it will end, and who will end, put an end to that.
Welcome back, everybody. With me right now, and that, of course, was President Zelensky through a translator saying, you know, what's at stake, and this is so much bigger. That's been his prevailing message. Whether it's the U.K. Parliament, whether it's the U.S. Joint Session of Congress, the Canadian Parliament, and this morning, the Bundestag in Germany, it's not just about us. Yeah, it's us directly, but we're fighting for so much more than that, and we have a chance to slay the Russian dragon. It's very always fascinating to talk to Admiral James Stavridis, especially as this conflict rages on and is taking on new character. He was the 16th Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. Admiral, welcome back. I've been fascinated to see where you think this conflict is at right now. The latest development has the Ukraine pushing back from some of the major cities, and they have not lost all but one major city. And over there, the Russians are having a hard time holding Kherson.
Yeah, the Russians have really performed terribly in the battlefield, Brian, and you know this. They have been unable, as you say, to really take and hold a significant chunk of ground. They haven't really taken a significant city other than Kherson, which you mentioned. They are reverting to almost 15th century style warfare, just sitting outside the walls of these cities, if you will, and pounding it with artillery without regard for where those shells are going. That's why civilians are being killed. So they've resorted to war crimes in a nutshell. I think there's three reasons for that that are worth mentioning here. One is terrible logistics. They're just not able to get food and fuel and all the necessities of war forward. Secondly, low morale, clearly a lot of conscripts, a lot of reservists. And then third and finally, just bad generalship. You know, they need Jack Keane over there if they're going to win anything, because they have been unable to construct a battle plan. They divided their forces too much, and now they're doing this pound away at the civilians. So they've really performed poorly. And on the flip side, the Ukrainians have been magnificent, full of courage, and we need to do everything we can to continue to support them.
So when, you know, you heard what Zelensky asked for, you know, he said, I need more everything. I want a no-fly zone. I need those MiGs. I don't think you support a no-fly zone. Do you support the MiGs looking 2 weeks from now? 2 weeks ago, you were on the shelf on that. We thought they were getting them. Then things changed.
Brian, I do not support a no-fly zone. I think most analysts feel the same way.
Yep.
The risk of a collision too high. On the MiGs, from all I can see, I do support getting the MiGs into the game here. And I think there are ways to do that that would not put U.S. in direct contention with Russian forces. You know, if we're going to give the Ukrainians Stingers and Javelins, I'm not sure I really see the difference in terms of giving them the MiG-29, which is a good, rugged fighter. It's not top of the line, but it would be very capable in that environment. It's not going to be a game changer, Brian, but A, it would be a huge morale boost to the Ukrainians, and B, it'll have real military effect. Not a game changer. They'll be able to fly at low level. They can go after targets like that convoy that sat in the open for a couple of weeks. Let the MiG-29 go after those kind of targets, fly low level. I see it as something we should do.
So I'm looking right now at some of the reports from the talks. I guess they're in the fourth or fifth round.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy, Vladimir Medinsky, the Russian chief negotiator, says Ukraine is offering an Austrian or Swedish version of a neutral, demilitarized state, but at the same time a state with its own army and navy. Then Dmitry Peskov says the option could really be seen as a compromise. Ukraine then has rejected a Russian plan to become a neutral Swede. They have come out and said, no, we didn't say that, through the Daily Mail. They rejected a Russian plan to become a neutral state like Sweden or Austria. If you're them and you negotiate, knowing women and children are dying at the same time you're seeing gains, where do you stand on where the talks start if Admiral Stavridis is there?
I would start them with a ceasefire, like both sides stop. Number two, I would put at the top of the list in this moment humanitarian aid. Let people out of the cities where they're under siege, get them food, get them water, care for the wounded. Those are, you know, baseline, table stakes, if you will. Then I think where you try and take these talks, Brian, is a deal wherein the Ukrainians say, okay, we're going to withdraw our application to NATO. And, of course, that's a decision for Ukrainians to make, not for Americans and not for Russians, by the way. But let's say the Ukrainians were willing to stand down from their request to join NATO. Then I think you start to see a deal where they are a sovereign state. They have capable armed forces. You know, Sweden and Finland have two exceptionally good militaries. They may be, quote, neutral, unquote, but they are highly capable. Same with Austria, by the way. So I think there's a model out there, and it would, of course, require the Russians to stand down, withdraw their troops from Ukraine, and then you're into some interesting discussions about longer term. But I think the shape of a deal is there, and, of course, if the Russians withdrew all their troops, then you can talk about lifting some, if not all, of the sanctions eventually. All to be negotiated, but that's the package I would be pursuing.
Would you say get out of Crimea, get out of the Donbass regions?
I think if I were negotiating, I'd start with that, but you might have to fall off of a couple of points along those lines. And look, Brian, it could end up with a deal that everyone hates, which would be Putin would hate it that he didn't conquer the whole country. The West would hate it because Putin still had control over that sliver of Ukraine in the southeast. The Ukrainians would hate it because it would memorialize the loss of Crimea, for example. But that's what deal making is. That's what diplomacy is, compromise. So, you know, because Russia is a nuclear power, we're not headed toward an absolute surrender here the way we did in World War II. We've got to find some compromise and some negotiation. I think that's the deal that's shaping up.
Now, do you sense, I mean, there's no doubt about it, over the last 20 years, gradually, Russia's been a real cancer on society, certainly with us. Think about what they're going to do in the Middle East. They combine with Iran and with China, emboldened from this conflict, if that indeed is the case, that would blow up the Middle East, the Far East, and make Europe an unstable place. We have a chance to change all that. Do you think we'll regret not breaking through that window if we end early, knowing the flip side is more women and children die and many risk their lives leaving, you know, trying to walk their way to a better life to try to avoid the killing? Because Vladimir Putin might be in a more dire situation than even we imagine.
Yeah. We ought to be concerned at a certain level about chaos coming to Russia if things truly fall apart because they have 6,000 nuclear weapons. So that's not an argument for giving Putin anything, but it is an argument for coherent and prudent strategic thinking. To your first point, which is a very good one, where is China and Iran in all this? I think what we ought to be working on very hard is trying to peel China away from Russia. And, you know, as I watch the Chinese over the last 3-4 weeks, they're not exactly in full-throated, yeah, let's go, Vlad, you're doing a great job there. Hardly that at all. Iran is a different kind of difficulty for the West and frankly doesn't have remotely the level of capability that China does. So I think strategically, Brian, you want to work on pulling China away from Russia. And the way to do that is sanctions, threatening China with secondary sanctions if they take on products from Russia and supply Russia. And I know those conversations are going on quietly at this stage, as you would want to do, not in the bright lights of the media yet. But that ought to be our approach going forward. Keep China as far as we can from Russia. Your point, focus on getting the best deal we can as Putin stands down.
President Xi and our president are going to be speaking soon. Just to give you an idea of what they're saying, their assistant minister of foreign affairs tweeted this out. While top U.S. manufacturers U.S. arms manufacturers boasted the conflict in Ukraine being a boon for business. The American people are suffering from soaring prices and higher inflation. The Chinese ambassador to the U.S. calls threats against the Chinese entities and businesses over Ukraine unacceptable, denies supporting Russia. Wow, that's interesting. And they also warned us we better not supply arms to Taiwan. Also a report from a so-called whistleblower that China planned on taking Taiwan this fall, and this conflict has changed things. Do you want to talk about the complexities behind those statements?
I will. I'll take the last one first. I find it highly unlikely that China was planning to, quote, take Taiwan, end quote. Simply, Brian, because President Xi this year is looking to be reelected to a third five-year term as the leader of China. He's looking for a relatively quiet year. He's not reveling in what's going on. And as I read the overall statements coming out from the Chinese, you quoted a couple of them. There are also statements they've made where they are highly in favor of sovereign control. And of course, this is a violation of sovereignty. This is an invasion of another sovereign nation. That's quite different than the situation in Taiwan. We had to kind of separate those two. I, for one, don't think that China is going to make an immediate military move on Taiwan. Just doesn't fit the pattern. They're patient. They're going to wait some number of years. Eventually, it may come to that. But for the moment, we had to focus everything we're doing on support to the Ukrainians and pushing back on Vladimir Putin.
Chinese ambassador to U.S. went on to say this in the Washington Post. He said, we did not know ahead of time this was going to happen. You're just slinging mud at China. The conflict between Russia and Ukraine does no good for China. Had China known about the imminent crisis, we would have tried to prevent it, given the threats against China's entities and businesses, as uttered by the U.S. officials wielding the baton of sanctions on China. He went on to say, China is the biggest trading partner of both Russia and Ukraine, the largest importer of crude oil and natural gas in the world. Conflict between Russia and Ukraine does no good for China. Now, we know there's things in those statements that just aren't true. They knew all about an imminent conflict. They saw 150,000 troops. They're the ones with a one-on-one meeting with Vladimir Putin right before the Olympics started. So where's the truth in those statements? We do know the trade is real. Those trade statements are real with Ukraine.
Indeed, they are. And I think there's leverage there. And by the way, what we have seen out of China thus far, they just haven't made a decision. They're trying to play the ball, if you will, down the middle of the field right now. I think the United States is going to have to push them very hard. And if we do, I do not believe China is going to be Vladimir Putin's lifeline. They don't have that kind of inclination. On the other hand, you're correct, Brian. President Xi and President Putin seem to have a kind of a personal relationship. But I think there are larger geopolitical issues at work here. And China, in my view, is not happy with Russia right now and is not inclined to turn into their lifeline.
Admiral, I just think it's worth stating an overarching umbrella statement. When you guys go to war and you guys learn to fight, if there is a civilian killed, there is an investigation. If there's a cover-up, those people are convicted.
Yes.
People are thrown out of the military. People, in case of Afghanistan, checks and material are given to tribes. It's called a mistake. We have precision weapons for humanitarian purposes as much for achieving our goals. We are dealing with a country, evidently the second most powerful or third, that has such disregard for human life, their own, who they leave on the battlefield, and the ones they're fighting, who they arbitrarily are targeting when they know it's women and children on the inside, apartment buildings, hospitals, schools. There has never before been such an obvious difference between societies and right now. And the American people have to know, who love to criticize their own country, the fundamental differences in the worlds in which we exist. Would you like to add or refute any of that?
Oh, I agree 1,000%, Brian. And, you know, I spent 37 years in uniform, many, many experiences in combat. And I will tell you, the top of my list was always to avoid killing civilians, collateral damage. When I led the war in Libya, And by the way, we put up a no-fly zone there quite effectively. Libya doesn't have nuclear weapons, different set of choices. But here's the point. We did 25,000 sorties in Libya using precision-guided weapons only because we were so concerned about the possibility of killing civilians. We had a couple of mistakes that were technical because of that, and we did exactly as you said. We investigated, we punished, we paid. And, you know, that's what we do. And so for me as a military officer to watch what the Russians are doing is absolutely heartbreaking, and it is a stab at the moral fiber of the United States. When we look and see that kind of behavior, you're right. We are better than that. Our military is better than that. And we ought to ferociously condemn Russia, and we ought to pursue the war crimes part of this as well.
And is there any question why the Ukrainians look west and not east for their future? I mean, come on.
100%. And I think in many ways that was a precipitating factor. Putin did not want the example of a successful, unified Ukraine because it would create tendencies, shall we say, inside Russia, which would hurt his grip on power. And therefore, you've got to put that on the stack of war crimes of Vladimir Putin as well.
Admiral, thanks so much. I hope each week I talk to you, I hope the war goes better and better for Ukraine.
Yeah.
It looked kind of grim a week ago, so hopefully things will turn.
Yeah. Okay, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, bye-bye. Admiral. Hey, when we come back, I'll take some calls. Get your input. You'll listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you a real estate investor looking to refinance one or more of your properties? Most lenders only work with cookie-cutter W-2 borrowers. At Cash Call Mortgage, we have loans designed specifically for investment properties. We qualify customers based on the cash flow from the investment property. Borrowers can get up to $2.5 million. That's right, $2.5 million. No tax returns or employment verification needed for our investment property loans, and absolutely no lender or broker fees. If you're a real estate investor looking to refinance a mortgage on one or more of your investment properties, give Cash Call Mortgage a try. To see if you qualify, visit cashcallmortgage.com or call now. Call 800-940-4148. That's 800-940-4148. 800-940-4148.
Cash Call Mortgage is a DBA of Impact Mortgage Corp. NMLS ID 128231. Not all applicants will qualify. Equal housing lender. Licensed by California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Residential Mortgage Lending Act License Number 4131083. Not licensed in all states including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Or visit cashcallmortgage.com.
This March, join Stand Up to Cancer in observing Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Colorectal cancer is a common cancer in both men and women. However, with routine screening, it's one of the most preventable cancers. In fact, it's beatable in 90% of cases when detected early. Those at average risk should start screening at age 45. There are even screening tests that can be done at home. Visit standuptocancer.org/coloncancer to learn more.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I'd rather not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Cain, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
New from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of The 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Cain, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. New from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of The 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
The Soviet era aircraft, some people have advocated for that. I believe that they would be helpful. Admiral Stavridis over the weekend talked about these, and he said they provide a morale boost for sure and an increased capability. I agree with the increased capability and the morale boost. Absolutely. Additionally, it would allow the maintainers that are working on the Ukrainian aircraft now to have additional aircraft for floats and to cycle through the others through maintenance. The more aircraft you have, the better off they can be. So they can take the offensive from the air against the Russian capabilities that are in country.
So that was General DePass from yesterday, and he was talking about Admiral Stavridis, who we just got on, who had commented on another network about the need for these M-29s. And people just say, well, doesn't it be provocative? Does anyone buy that? It's not going to be provocative. Do you see the thousands of weaponry we're now mailing in there? We're giving them $13 billion for aid as well as armaments. We're really worried about some F-29s or some MiG fighter jets. We just made too big a deal of it. My sense is we're going to keep it down. People are going to get briefed, and they're going to get inside. Well, it's we have 2 days, but I just got to remind you, don't forget to watch One Nation, Fox News, 8 o'clock.
Are you a real estate investor looking to refinance one or more of your properties? Most lenders only work with cookie-cutter W-2 borrowers. At Cash Call Mortgage, we have loans designed specifically for investment properties. We qualify customers based on the cash flow from the investment property. Borrowers can get up to $2.5 million. That's right, $2.5 million. No tax returns or employment verification needed for our investment property loans, and absolutely no lender or broker fees. If you're a real estate investor looking to refinance a mortgage on one or more of your investment properties, give Cash Call Mortgage a try. To see if you qualify, visit cashcallmortgage.com or call now. Call 800-940-4148. That's 800-940-4148. 800-940-4148.
Cash Call Mortgage is a DBA of Impact Mortgage Corp. NMLS ID 128231. Not all applicants will qualify. Equal housing lender. Licensed by California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Residential Mortgage Lending Act License Number 413-1083. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Or visit CashCallMortgage.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, 244-7199.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io. or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.